Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. I'm finally on the air. I just got out of the shower and I feel great. One scary thing about taking a shower, I found out I am fucking white, so I'm fucked. Anyway, how's everybody doing tonight? I got a shout out to my brother, Perry Steele. I sent a message about him not going to be on for a little while. So we'll be more than happy to deal with your queries here on this show. As usual, Perry's a brother of mine. He's the one who got me into this shit. So I'm blaming him for everything that happens to my show. It's Perry Steele's fault, and that's the way I see it. That's my thought. But anyway, I hope everybody's doing great tonight. Sorry, no outro music. I was late. I had to work kind of late. Got hung up in traffic. They're deciding to pave the roads in the middle of the night. That's how they do it in the Ozarks. Everything is back-ass hillbillied. So anyway, being a hillbilly myself, I'm glad and welcome everybody here. American Citizen, how's it going, man? Bible Truth Benny, Blunt Squad, Gunslinger, Mary A. something, Pleasant Vogel. You know the beautiful, sexy voice of BTR, Antoinette from Delaware, my beautiful co-host. And I'll be putting her on here shortly whenever she decides to call in and talk to me. Or she can be mad at me, too, but why not? Hey. Anyway, you know, like I said, I was late. I had ordered everything on the show. I'm talking about Obama carelessness healthcare system. They're going to, you know, what's going to happen? Tuesday, what are we going to do? If you cough, got to get your doctor to say it's okay for you to go to the hospital. And I had a class I was going to do tonight, couldn't do it, but I'm going to do it tomorrow night. You're going to want to hear this one. This is an actual MD doctor talking about the game. We had a conversation earlier, and he let me record him earlier, so that's what I really want to hear. A lot of private practice doctors are going to walk out. They're going to be gone. It's already hard enough to find a doctor as it is. Are they going to shut the government down? That's the other question over this. I mean, what is this? It's a bunch of bullshit as usual. Just seem to be getting fed all food and spoon fed is bullshit, and we have no say-so about it. We have no choice. But what it's going to actually do is going to wind up killing the insurance companies. Actual private insurance companies are wind up going out of business because it'll be all government controlled. Every bit of it will be all government. So, you know, it's not what you think is going to be what it is. I talked to another host on BTR that's in England, and she said that the healthcare there, if you go to the free joint or whatever the joint they got going to socialize medical care, there you can go there to die. Or go somewhere private and get some better treatment. That's nice. That's really setting it up really nice. But, yeah, it don't make no sense. It's a money grab game. It's completely out of control, and we're actually paying for it. am I? Okay, I'm sorry about that. Let me play with the microphone. Is that better? Can you hear me now? 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 Hello? Pay for play. Yeah. You know it, man. Yeah, I don't know what Perry's deal is on his show. They're just apparently not working with him very well for some reason. Okay, I'm glad you hear me. I'm getting a little riled up because I'm pissed off over this Obamacare bullshit. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It's another twist and turn of the game. And, you know, I would like to talk about something on a show, something nice they've done. Really. Something nice. What have you done for me lately? You know, what have you done for me lately? Nothing. Because hardship. I mean, people ain't going to be able to afford this. This is impossible and absolutely fucking insane. I mean, a person working at McDonald's can't afford a $200 a month medical insurance payment. You know, and then if you don't ever need it, it's money you've been extorted out of money. You're forced into giving up your money. Wow. Like the mob. You know, hey, you know, if you're you don't pay for your security, you know, you'll wake up in a truck where to break your legs, you know what I mean? So that's what we're going to get. Is that the way it's going to be? And home inspections. Yeah, the IRS gets to come to your house and inspect, see if you're a smoker, if you got any guns, or if you're doing anything wrong. You know, wow. You know, is communism that bad? Wow. Come on, man. That's what it's pointing to. That's what's going to happen. And then the RFID chips. You know, it's going to be mandatory. You get one of those shot in your arm. Got to have one. Got to keep up with the rest of the Joneses. That's bullshit, too. Come on. There's going to be a problem over this. I almost guarantee it. There's going to be some people that really ain't going to like the deal. They're not going to like this the way this shit's going down at all. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. I guess we just wait it out, as usual. Same old thing. Nothing you can do. Nothing. I mean, I say to quit spending money. Just quit going buying shit. You know, slow down the money system. But that's just a handful of us, and that wouldn't put a dent in shit. Nothing. Wouldn't do a damn bit of good for us. So, you know, yeah, right. Yeah, whoever did, I was matching, and I was one of the jurors. Innocent. Yeah, yep. Yeah, your premiums are going to double. You bet. That's just mild of it. That's just a mild part of it. There's more to it. You know, you'll have the deductible, you about fucking $2,000 or $3,000, you know, to get in. Huh? And they got to have a doctor's reference to go to the hospital. You can't just walk in no more. No more walking in the hospital. You got to get hold of your doctor. If you're having a heart attack, you better have him on speed dial. I guarantee it. You better have him on speed dial. Okay, all right, yeah. They pay 40 now? I thought it was only 10. But yeah, man, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I mean, this is going to get retarded. You know, the economy's already in a shithole. And you're going to put this to people? Wow, man. I mean, is the money that hard? You got to pull up the big, massive train robbery? The biggest scam. I thought Bush was bad. I'm sorry, Deb. Oh, you an apology. Damn, I thought you and Cheney were the biggest fucking crooks in the business. But Jesus Christ, Obama is putting you to shame, brother. You guys ain't shit compared to this cat. This guy is really on top of the fucking dig. He's, wow, he's going to be on top of this pile regardless. Regardless. You know, I promise you change. We're going to change. It ain't going to be the way it used to be. But yeah, but he kept on trucking with the same old game. Same old, same old, same old. Him and Bush and Cheney must have trained him years before he got in office. But anyway, you know, what can I say, man? I just, you know, I'm late tonight to do the show. I found out Perry ain't going to be doing a show for next week. My time slot's usually 8 to 10. I guess I'm going to change it to 10 to 12, 10 to 12 to 1, whatever it takes until they kick me off the air like they did Perry for the moment. But he will be back. Perry Steele will be back. Yes, he will. And stronger than ever, you know. But yeah, man. I'm just glad to see everybody here tonight. Gunslinger, glad to see you here tonight, brothers. But, you know, I catch you on other shows every once in a while when I bounce around a little bit. But yeah, welcome to my show. It gets pretty crazy sometimes, but hey, it's fun. That's what we're all about. We're having fun teaching people and getting information, because that's what we want. We want to hear information from other parts of the country. Because, you know, the information you get on a TV set is what they call it, television. Television. Yeah, I heard that, and that's a really good thing. That one, that was from Sister Nagonia. I hope she's out there listening tonight with us. Television. I just don't like TV. One reason I don't like television is all the damn commercials. I mean, I don't want, I'm not looking for an attorney because I was in an accident. I don't need new siding and seamless guttering on my house. You know, I don't need a hub around. I don't need the electric mobility scooter. What else is the other one? I don't need the Presto cooker or the lint grabber. Or, you know, what's that other bullshit they sell? That one guy, he died. He's real good. He's a real good guy, but Billy Mays is his name. Yeah. OxyCare. OxyClean. That shit. Yeah, I don't even know if it even works. I never even tried it. So that goes to show you how up to date I am. Like, I give a shit. But, you know, I just hate seeing those things. And infomercials. God, do I hate those things. Infomercials. You know, how you can become a millionaire in real estate. I could tell you how. Here's what you do. You buy these books from me, and I'll make the money from you, and I'll show you how I became a millionaire by you buying the books from me. I'll sell all the books you want. Yeah. Tell live vision programming. But, yeah, man, it's getting scary. I don't fear it. I don't give a shit. I don't care. They're not injecting me with shit. That's that. And then you got the FEMA camps. I mean, it's all doom and gloom, man. There is nothing good to talk about. Nothing. Period. I can't find nothing. What is good? I mean, okay, you got some fish today. That's great. The sky was blue today. That's cool. But that we don't hear no information that is any good from the government. What have you done for me lately? You know, these little programs they got going ain't nothing. And they continuously spend our money. Continuously. Why don't we take care of home where the charity starts first? It's supposed to be here at home, I was told. Unless that's wrong, too. Well, if it's a right thing, it's a wrong thing. And so is that what it is? Can anybody help me on that one? The right thing is the wrong thing, Ron. Anything that's right is completely fucking wrong. You don't get nothing straight, nothing straightforward. If it's a bullshit story, then it's good. That's what we get. Bullshit. A lot of it. And that's what I'm saying, man. These people we elect in there, even if we're electing them, I don't know what the story is. Why do they not work for the people? They make it look like they are, but at the end of the day, they ain't doing shit. Nothing. But figuring another way to pass off money, to pass a little bitty law for one of their corporate buddies to break the law. You know, here, I'll give you so many millions of dollars. You let me break this little law. You pass the bill while I can do it, but nobody else can. And that's the way it works. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I can, but they can't. It's like, what is it, senators and all of them can, congressmen can catch the stock port before anybody else paid for it to the public. And illegal, but you can't. So that's a license to steal money. So I think I'm going to run for an office so I can do it. Why not? You'd be stupid not to. That's why they want to win so bad. A license to steal money. Wow. Ain't that a bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, Antoinette. I didn't mean to use the word. I'm sorry, but, it's part of the, sorry. What can I say? Well, I can't keep on with this rattling bullshit because I'm going to have to get my ass kicked because I'm going to put her on here right now. I'm done. It's been nice knowing you guys, but when Antoinette gets on, she's going to kick my ass, and I might not make it through this one. You know, what do they call it? Host abuse? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. She got to watch you got to watch your co-host, man. But anyway, I love her just the same. The beautiful Antoinette. Hello, Antoinette. How are you doing tonight, my dear?
Hello. Well, what nerve, huh? Very disturbing. Yeah. Co-host abuse. Oh, my goodness.
Co-host abusing the host. Host abuse.
Host abuse. Well, I never.
Yeah.
But I do have a proposition for you.
Well, why not?
The next you say a B word, you see, we're going to open up a fund that's going to go to my favorite charity.
See what I said?
Every time
said
you say B word, $5 you're putting in that charity.
All right.
You're putting in that bucket for that charity, and I'm going to keep count.
Well, you know that was a slip of the tongue. I couldn't control it.
And that's okay. Slip of the tongues, it doesn't matter.
Well, I need to tell Perry that, because if you told Perry that, he could pay your rent, house payment, car payment, for you and your insurance.
But I said it's my favorite charity. I didn't say I was the charity.
Oh, I'm my favorite.
It's going to go to a legitimate charity.
I am a legitimate charity.
How about to funding the homeless? Pardon me?
No. I'm not funding the homeless. No.
Yes.
No.
It's my choice. You don't get to choose. You're the one who's making
the
choice.
Well, you don't have a choice because everybody's going to be homeless.
My charity.
You know,
it's my charity.
You're in Region 3. Region 3.
Yes.
You've got a lot of things. Your weapons in there loaded, ready to rock and roll. You got the big sky going to hit you. You got the FEMA camps set up there. You got United Nations there. You got Russian Army there. You got all the MRIs coming there.
The United Nations are in New York. New York now.
They're in Delaware. They're all over the place. You got all these civil armies coming in. You know,
yes,
they're not
they're
the army.
Here.
They're a civil.
They're
army.
Already here.
Yeah, I know they're already here. I know that. I'm fully aware of that. But they're going to hit Region 3 first. You know, they're going to black you out for a few days.
Well, they're supposed to have that global one. Well, not global, but the countrywide one in November. You're breaking up. See what happens when you try to argue with me?
Oh, my God.
You hear your mic?
Yeah. I don't know. I sound good to me.
Now you sound fine, but
I guess it can't keep up with me. I get a little fast and mad.
See, that's what happens when you go over thy host, thy co-host, thou suffers. guess what, folks? It is my granddaughter's birthday. It is after 12. It is her birthday. My grandbaby turned six. It's six now. so I have to wait until I told her to call me before she goes to school tomorrow.
Well,
so I can tell her happy birthday. Pardon me?
Throw your keys in the checkered.
You're breaking
she's
up again.
6 years old, right? I said she's six
yeah,
years
she's
old, right?
6 years old. Damn my right. baby's growing up on me.
Okay, well, is she going to make you a great-grandma?
No, she better not make me no great-grandmama 6 years old. Don't be crazy,
well,
Ron. I see you need... Where is your wife at? She needs to whip your behind. She needs to just take you out to the woodshed and just
no.
go to work on you.
She
Lord
beat me with a chainsaw.
Well, see, she needs to.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations, Mary. Oh, Lord, no, see, my oldest is 10. My youngest grandchild, he just turned 4.
What's your oldest grandchild?
She'll be 6 at 7:30 p.m. Pardon
is she
me?
The oldest baby? Is she the oldest grandbaby?
Yes, she is. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, and she's full of rot.
Well, check her grandma out. Look at her grandma.
Yeah, and what about her grandma?
Her grandma,
see,
that's
you
the
better
problem.
Watch
these
it.
Grandmothers. Grandmothers are the problem. Grandpas are better because grandpas make them work. Grandmas,
oh,
you know, let them watch
grandpas
cartoons.
Grandpas talk a bunch of crap.
Buy them candy and, you know, baby
yes,
Betty, all the time.
I spoil her.
Yeah, uh-huh, see?
But
that's
see,
what's wrong
also,
with children. That's why they spoil
no,
children.
No, see,
become,
I also taught her how
eight,
to garden.
Eight.
She knows how to plant flowers. She knows how to plant seeds. She knows how to water it. She knows how to weed. She knows how to bake a little bit. She'll help me baking and everything else. Yes, he doesn't need to, Sagittarian. He is walking on eggshells. Because, see, I'm going to get his wife. I'm going to call her and tell her the things that he's saying. I got to make sure she listens to these shows because she doesn't know how he'd be abusing women and talking about her.
Oh,
so I'm,
God.
I'm,
Oh, God.
And his sons, because
no.
there's times when he just gets really above himself and he'll even throw the children in there.
Damn right. All of them go through the chipper. Damn right.
You know, see?
They deserve it.
You're going to keep on. And Obama's going to come after you.
He might as well come on to the house.
I don't know why, but he'll have a reason. He doesn't need a reason.
No, really, Ron, we could work on this. We could change it. I don't care if Barry comes by anytime, man. Come hang out. Let me know the ways you make that money, brother. I already know, but I mean, you know, how do I do it? You get about with it. I don't know.
You're going
the club.
In and out wherever you were before. You need to stay exactly right there and not move.
It shouldn't be. I mean, this is a G-Track studio microphone.
Okay,
well,
Dennis still likes to go in and out. Do you have wind there or something?
It could buzz them on.
You see, you're going in and out again.
In and out, in and out.
That is true, Mary. Mary said, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That is true. That is true.
Now I got to check this part of the microphone.
Now stay exactly where you are. Do not move. Do
right
not
there.
Breathe too hard. Right where you are. Stay exactly there.
Okay. I won't move nothing. I'm talking without moving my lips.
Okay.
So just watch.
Well, that's all right. You're clear and you're doing well. And you didn't give us a song today to open.
I can't
do it. You didn't give
us a song to open. I can't do it.
Okay.
Like a box of chocolate. You don't know what you're going to get from me.
Oh, Lord, that sounds scary. That really sounds scary.
Well, the BTR.
So now, what's going on with Obamacare?
Nothing's great. Everything's cool. It's all going to work out. We'll be okay.
Well, you know what? It's going to work out, but it doesn't mean it's going to work out in the right way for the people. But it's going to work out. But it doesn't mean it's going to work out
for
the people.
Cares about the people. Cares about the people.
Well, the people need to care about themselves. And
they
we have to.
But they don't. They're selfish. They care about their own personal selves. They don't care about nobody else.
Well, that's because they cause so much division amongst the people. They, in order to get people to be organized and to stand up for anything, it's easier to cause division and chaos. And as long as they can keep people divided, then it's divide and conquer. Then you can't get anything accomplished.
Internet, they've been dumbed down so long. You know what I mean?
True.
I mean, still every day.
You're
when
breaking up.
Some of you, this Skype. I don't see why this shit. My connection's good.
Yeah, but I think Skype does that. I don't use Skype anymore. No, I got rid of it.
It won't let it feed through the voice fast enough for some reason. Could be
you're breaking up. Well, Mary said he loves poor people. That's why he's making more of them. But, you know, Mary, it's not just Obama. Obama is continuing an agenda that was set. You know, this started way before Obama, and it's not to take the blame away from Obama because he's adding to it. And it's a shame that he had to continue on this path. But it's something that they've had in motion. They've been trying to get rid of the middle class. Lord, I remember my parents used to complain about that back when Reagan was president. You know, my mother said then, you know, they're trying to eliminate the middle class. So they've been on an agenda for a long time, and it's just now we're really seeing it more and more in fulfillment because we see where it's affecting everyone, and it's just not certain regions of people. It's happening across the country in all areas. So now everyone is starting to see exactly what's going on. So, you know, it's not just Obama, it's all of them. You know, it's all of the past presidents have all contributed to where we are today. And Obama has certainly helped. I'm not trying to take anything away from that.
Hello.
You know what? The only thing that was bubbles. And I'm not the comedian.
Me neither. Everything.
Oh, Gunslinger said he has to make a comment. He's in queue.
Party on, brother. So.
Well, you have to open his line.
They're all open.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I don't think they knew either.
I was in another page. I'm sorry. I didn't see you in the room, bro. Sorry about that. I had the office.
You are really breaking up really bad.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Gunslinger. How are you?
Oh, getting a little bit better here in Texas. At least it's not hitting 100 degrees every day.
Oh, God, I couldn't stand that.
Well, it dropped down to 73 now, so that's just not too bad. But what you were saying about how the past presidents have contributed to this problem, even today. One president does stand out. Actually, maybe two. JFK. I have to reference JFK. Okay. Even though the Kennedy family is, you know, kind of a crime family, like the rest of them, he was the fourth thumb that stood out. Okay. He really was because he was going to get us out of Vietnam at the time. And he was going to do away with the Federal Reserve System by executive order. In fact, he had already had them signed. Okay?
Right.
So they were law.
Yep.
Okay. But unfortunately, he went up against his bosses, the mob. And who else runs the government?
Oh, yeah.
The mob does.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, years ago, back in the 20s, you know, they drove around in Model A's with Thompson submachine guns, you know, shoot people down.
Right.
Well, today they wear right. they wear a three-piece business suit. They're called bankers.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They're the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
Maybe
yeah.
Reagan, also Reagan might have done a few things, but remember, all these presidents have handlers. They're puppets. Okay?
Yeah,
you got
yes,
to realize who the puppets are. Now, you can call it the New World Order, the New World Odor, as I like to refer it, you know, because they stink. Okay? The ruling class is what rules this planet, okay, whether anybody wants to realize it or not. The Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the Soroses, the Kennedys, you know, all these rich, rich, filthy rich people, okay? There's not a penny on the face of this planet that does not move unless they know about it or authorize it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They control the banks. They control Wall Street, okay? They control, well, the government. Look at the government. They're all involved, intertangled into the government structure, okay? When you have a structure like that, how are you going to get a fair deal? Especially when it comes to Obamacare, that long-legged Mac Daddy, okay? He's not even supposed to be in that office to start out with. I don't care what the birthers say. He's not eligible. He was not born in this country. You know why? Because his parents were not U.S. citizens. His mother was, but his dad was born in Kenya. Cannot have dual citizenship in order for your son or daughter or anybody to be a natural citizen of this country. He's automatically ineligible right then and there. I don't care if he was born right here in Dallas, Texas. It doesn't matter. Okay? And how I can prove that? I was born
Wait. You're saying that Obama was not from America? Are you kidding me? Are we going over this again? Come on, man. Let's be for real.
He's in his second term. There's nothing that can be done
Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. Listen, when you get into government, they grill you up the behind. They're going to make sure they know everything and anything about you that they need to know. And the last thing that they're going to leave out is you being an immigrant.
Are you kidding me? What box have you been living in? Do you really
Let's get to the facts. We're going backwards. What we got to do now? Why are you blaming the president? Let's talk about what's going on. You were going in the right direction. Brother, you was going in the right direction until you said what you just said.
Do you not understand history? My God, man, where's your common sense at?
Listen, you were going in the right direction until you said that. Now, keep going forward. Don't go over this. Let's not go backwards. Okay? Let's go forward. You and I know both that we know what's going on.
But it's about the birth certificate thing. I know about that. But it's anyway, everyone who has a birth certificate, they're all bullshit anyway. So it don't matter. They can make up anything they want as they go fucking along. They can make up the shit as they go along. You know what I'm saying? You know gunslingers. That's how they fucking do it, man. They make up the shit as they go along. You know, I don't know. I think when you're a judge, you ain't really an American citizen anymore either. When you take that oath, you're a foreigner. You know, that's kind of, it's crazy. It's a word game. You know, man, it's so many
they all expatriate out.
You're right.
Well,
the whole thing
is a word game. It's just an illusion. It's just an illusion that these people put forth.
Exactly.
To the American people.
That's what I have took these 30 years.
Bullshit, you know,
that's right. But I've took these 30 years of my life to study this. And, you know, I still study every day. I figured it out. It started out over a traffic ticket, man. A speeding ticket when I was in college, man. That's when I got the bug to figure this shit out. This don't seem right. And I won the case. But, you know, but the point was when you win one case in court by yourself as a person, human, it's unbelievable. You just get the bug, man. You can't get rid of it. It's worse than the AIDS virus. And I've been doing it for this long, and I tell you what, I love it. I think it's fun because I'm taking these people who think they're so above me and putting them way below me. It's excellent. They can have me whacked out, no doubt about it. You know, I don't care. So what? At least I got them once. I got one in on them. It's all that mattered to me. You know what I mean? So past 30 years, I've been doing the same old thing. You know, I don't care. I don't answer questions. I don't have to give them shit. I don't have to sign nothing. I ain't got to sign shit. I ain't going to sign shit. You know, I've watched people volunteer themselves to go to prison. People volunteer themselves to go to jail every day. I mean, being a lawyer is the best way to have a criminal license. You know,
yeah,
that's the best thing. I love
trained.
About lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet that's what they're trained to do, because I had 3 years law enforcement. They're trained to get an omission from you. Okay. Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah, didn't you do this? Or, oh, you mm-hmm. just went 5 miles over the speed limit, didn't you?
Right.
See?
Right.
It's called psychological warfare. I don't care if it's with a cop and they stop you on the side of the street, or it's with government.
It's an invisible contract you sign. You don't know you're signing.
That's right. Yes, you
invisible contracts. And I've explained to people when I've talked to large groups of people, what I tell them is the first thing. Let me explain to you about a contract that's right there in front of you, but you don't really see it. Okay, it's called a gas station. Okay, when you see that price of gas, like right now tonight, I had to pay $3.82 a gallon for diesel fuel for my truck. All right, so all right, well, I understood that was the price, and I have to pay it. If I want the diesel, I'm gonna have to pay it. Right, I ain't no choice. Oh, I can go shopping around, you know, if I want to. But I'm right there and here. I'm not needing fuel. Okay, so I paid $3.82 a gallon for the fuel. When I grabbed that nozzle and skin into that, I just committed a contract. I understood the terms. You know what I mean? You can do the same thing with words with somebody. When they say something to you, it's an actual contract. When you talk to a cop and you everything like that, they write all that shit down and it becomes part of the contract. You understood the terms. Were you speeding? Well, you know, the person asked you, do you know why I stopped you? Maybe you've been speeding a little bit, crossed the line a little bit. You just admitted to the crime. You just admitted to doing the wrong thing. Even though the shit don't really count. It's their another set of rules. And they say it's a safety reason, which, I mean, it could be to some point. But I'm saying stop signs are nice, but technically they're not really legal. You know, because it's keeping you under control because you're not smart enough yourself to stop at a crossroad. You know, but, you're probably saying, Ron, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, stop signs had to be, people hit each other. Yeah, they would, that's right, because they can't do it on their fucking own. They can't think for themselves no more. Critical thinking don't work around here no more in this country, period. People
well,
don't
Well, that's why they don't want critical thinkers. Oh, my God.
That's right.
No.
They got exactly what they want. They want fuckers playing video games, watching TV, and, you know, like all these goofy-ass shows, reality shows and, you know, living together shows and all this crazy bullshit to get your mind into something else. Like the Boston bombing, the day of the Boston bombing, that was a bad deal. I mean, bombings are horrible. 9/11 was horrible. But you know what? On the day of the Boston bombing, the gold market dropped like a fucking rock. I mean, bad. It dropped hard and bad, man. It wasn't good. That would have been the day to buy. Then the Boston bombing, all of a sudden, it took people's attention off the market problems. See, they try to cover one thing with another thing a lot, I notice, you know.
It's just so,
and the
it's
media
just so
does
convenient.
That.
Yeah, it's just so convenient how these things happen, you know, to get your mind off of, you know, real important
exactly.
things. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And they put out the
right.
biggest smoke screen that they can possibly do to keep you blinded while they go over there and
mm-hmm.
burn you from behind is what they're doing.
Right.
It's simple.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
but when
it's
you
also
have
good
a,
to
when
go
you
take
have
something.
A, yeah, as long as you accept their you know, just like a dog when you give a dog a scrap, as long as you accept it, just like a dog,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, your dog's happy, right? Slaves are happy
right.
too, as long as you can keep them dumb, and that is how they,
right.
the government has kept the American people dumb, is by the public
you're,
food
you're very
system,
right.
school system.
Absolutely.
All the stuff that they
right.
put into the water, the food, the GMO,
mm-hmm.
you know, the vaccines, all
yep.
this garbage, okay? It eventually
right.
comes back, bites you in your ass, eventually. You go
uh-huh.
take a drink of tap
yeah.
water, you're not going to die. You're not going to drop dead 5 minutes later. But it does build up in your system. Okay, that's what Alzheimer's disease is. It is a buildup of metals in your brain. Well, your brain can
yep.
operate with metals in it because it's a DC
right.
generator. Okay, that's
right.
how your brain works. So if you got metal
right.
in your brain, well, it shorts your brain out. I'm a master electrician by trade,
yeah.
so I know how electricity
exactly.
works. Okay, so,
I'm an electrical engineer, brother.
No, okay, yeah,
you know that,
you know.
I'm an electrical engineer. I got a PhD, so in physics.
Okay.
yeah, I love
well, you know what I'm talking
I,
about.
Love it, love it.
You know
yeah,
exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's right. You're a DC current, man. You're grounded. That's, and a lot of people don't know that, man. Your body picks up heavy metal. Fluoride is a heavy metal. Chlorine, mm-hmm. bleach, they have heavy metals in them. Even underarm deodorant. Look at underarm deodorant before you put it on. If it says aluminum, you better not
aluminum.
Use it.
Aluminum. That's right.
There's aluminum in under, a lot of underarm deodorants have aluminum in them. You better read the label.
Yeah, you don't might not have
it.
No underarms.
And when you
well,
know,
it causes
when you,
cancer.
And you speak,
it will cause cancer.
Yeah, and speaking. Yeah, and speaking that you're an electrical engineer, you know the health effects of cell phones, smart meters,
oh, yeah.
all this wireless stuff. Okay, with mm-hmm. all of these metals that are accumulating in your body, gee whiz, it's going
that
to
is
have
called
a negative
millisecond
health effect.
Rad. That's called a millisecond mm-hmm. rad, to make it a short term, millisecond rad.
Yep.
It's like having a microwave next to your head.
That's right. Oh, there's another wonderful thing, microwave oven.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that a nice one?
But that's hell, what, yeah,
that's what cellular phones are. It's a microwave. Microwave, even like the new TVs, digital television, microwave.
Well, you know, yeah, you know your cell phone, okay? The people think that when the cell phone first came out, that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, I'm sorry, it wasn't.
Yeah.
All it is is a two-way transmitter receiver. They
right.
had those things
right.
back in World War One. Remember the old war movies
right.
when the soldier had the big backpack
right.
and the antenna sticking up?
Right.
And the sergeant mm-hmm. would run over there and crank him and put out a little headphone. That's
right.
a cell phone. They just operated on a different,
right.
different frequency. That's all they are.
Well,
so
you know,
through
the funny thing about
and
cell phones that I explain to people about cell phones, you know how they're all bitching about them tapping these cell phones and listening to your conversation and all that shit? Well, guess what? It's a two-way radio. You can get a scanner and pick up. You can pick up cell phone conversations on a scanner. You just got to know how to program
it.
You just need the code.
I've done it.
But
yeah,
you know
exactly.
what, Ron? Ron?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, now.
No.
I don't believe that. Okay, see. Now,
no.
yes, they're recording everyone's phone calls and, you know, everyone's
mm-hmm.
emails and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
As far
right.
as reading them and listening to them, they don't have the manpower to do it.
Yes,
but how
do
they
no, the computers are doing it for them. The computers are doing
the
it.
NSA.
They've got keywords in the computers.
Yeah.
Right, computers
building,
do all that shit.
Remember that database
oh.
that big place up in, what is it, Colorado or somewhere up in there? Okay,
mm-hmm.
this
yeah,
$4 billion place by the NSA. Uh-huh. Yeah, computers,
then why aren't they going
emails.
After? Why aren't they going after these child molesters and these kidnappers?
Because they don't want to. They don't
right.
want to. They don't want to. There's not enough money in it, but there is enough money for them to spy on you. You know there is terrorists in this world. Yes.
Oh, of course
okay.
there is.
Absolutely.
And but some of them are sitting
mean,
right in D.C.
No shit. They're all
but
fucking
the American
there.
People,
that's their
yeah,
hangout.
But
that's
the American people.
Like a
yeah,
fighter
but the
club.
American people are not the terrorists. Okay. You know you have a right to privacy. You have a right not to be infringed on and all that.
No,
stuff.
You don't.
If
no, you don't.
Want, you
no,
know,
you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, no, no. No, no, no. Freedom is a very big bullshit word. Yeah, well, guess what? It don't work no more. Well, see, when you got that birth certificate, young slinker, like I'm telling you, you got the birth certificate, that Constitution went out the fucking door for you. It's over for you. You have no rights. You have no constitutional rights or nothing because of a birth certificate, because who they portrayed for you to be. That changes your you people, or we people, status to a slave status, where we have no right. Okay, the birth
that would be the
think
same
about
thing
it.
With a
similar,
driver's
similar
license.
To when you get a dog and you get a license for it. How about that?
Right, and
well,
it's never yours
thing,
anyway.
Same
it's
thing with
you
a driver's license.
Right. right, exactly.
Same thing with
a driver's
license.
License just for commerce. It's a business license.
But remember,
for a corporation.
Remember yeah. that the Supreme Court made that ruling. What was it back in 2006 that you cannot license a right? Gun license.
That's right.
To a theory. Well, a
that's
driver's
right.
license would be the same thing. So how can you,
that
how
is
you
right.
license
that is right.
the right to the drive?
Right.
You have a right to go
that's
from point
right.
A to point B, just like you have a right to carry a gun.
That's
I'm
right.
wearing a 357
Absolutely.
Magnum right now. Okay.
Absolutely.
So how can they do this? Well, we allow them to do it. That's what it is. We've allowed them to do it. Stupid people. That's
well,
you
got you gotta, you got you got to learn how to jump out of the box. You got to learn how to jump out of the box. See, look, dude. We have roadblocks around here. You know, state police do these random check roadblocks, DUI, things like that, shit like that. And they just wave me on anymore. I don't get that. I see the plate reader hitting my truck, but they don't even talk to me no more. I don't know if they're tired of my jokes or something, maybe, every time they stop me. You know, how I treat them.
They just don't,
I don't
like
get it, you know.
You, Ron. You don't give them a pleasant.
Well, they like me enough that I could be drunk and shoot her brown and drive right through the son of a bitch. I mean, I'm not going to do it, but I mean,
it's
insane.
That's what I said.
I mean,
see, you don't give them a pleasant time. You make them think. You don't make them any money. You're just a waste of time. You cost them money. So why would they want to stop you?
What do I say is so
horribly
bad to these people? What do... Okay,
you're costing
well, yeah.
them money.
I'm in it just
well,
like
why
them.
Is
I'm
money,
in it for the
we
money.
Don't have money. You're costing them Federal Reserve notes.
Well, why
okay,
is
at least I'm getting some more notes from
them. Here's another good example. Why is there border checkpoints 100 miles from the border? Why is that?
It's the training course. Of the Stalags.
Yeah.
That's the
exactly.
Nazi
Basic
Germany.
Camp.
It's coming here to America. Welcome to America, Nazism.
Can,
right.
Can I see your papers, please? Isn't that
exactly?
Germany?
And I was going to tell you that one. I got stopped about 5-6 years back at a roadblock thing. Nice, tall, young lady, trooper lady, real nice. And I pulled up there, and she goes, "Can I see your driver's license and insurance?" And I looked, just a Fräulein. You would see that I don't have my papers with me, but my papers are in order. And she just looked at me, and she goes, "Are you German?" I said, "Isn't this Nazi Germany? You know, I mean, aren't you with the Third Reich?" And she goes, "Sir, have a nice day." So
they sure do dress
you know.
Like it. In their
oh, yeah, they do.
Uniforms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tall
Welcome
black boots and straps. Yeah, well, I don't know. But I've had some of the real smart asshole ones. Some of the ones I really like, the smart ass ones. I think they're really, really badasses. I love them. I said, "I dare you to touch me. I dare you. I don't care if you're going to try to put a handcuff on me. I dare you." Because here's what's going to happen is we're going to be attached to the hip for about 3 or 4 years in federal court. Because I'm going to drag you through all of it. I promise you. I won't stop until I get what I want. And here's the deal. You just entered a contract with me. I charge $1,000 a minute. And that's the term of the contract. So if you touch me for any reason, when you don't have probable cause, which you come up with some bullshit probable cause you think in your mind, it has nothing to do with the Constitution, there's no victim, there's no damage, no fraud committed, we're going to be hit to the hip, brother. I need from you, I don't answer questions to you, but here's what I need from you, bro. I need your shipping information, your name, and your badge number, because I need to know where I send the bill to. Because it's coming directly to you, because you have no immunity. You can't stop me from doing that to you. And it's legal. So, now what's that cop going to think I'm going to do to him? I'm going to take him to court. I'm not scared of him. Because that's, they work on fear. They want you to think they're bigger, badder than you. Yeah, they get to carry a gun. They get all that fancy shit. But guess what? Constitution says I can too. So what you going to do about it?
What about the areas where they're Constitution free? Remember, they have areas now that are Constitution free.
Well, I don't really know about that. I'm not really into that part of it.
Yeah,
what do you
well,
mean Constitution
you have
free?
To get there.
What
you, they have
what
Constitution
are you talking about?
Free areas.
No Constitution,
just like they have
Constitution
gun,
free
just like
areas
they have,
now.
Just like they have gun-free zones. Look at that shooting in Washington at the naval deal. The people weren't
right.
allowed to carry a gun, just except the MPs or whatever you call them, okay?
Right,
and you got
right,
a
nutcase right.
that goes in there, and they ordered down a SWAT team that was just a few minutes away. They ordered
uh-huh.
them down, stand down order.
Yeah, that,
why did they
he,
do that?
What was it, 9 out of 10 he got headshots with a shotgun?
Yeah.
Ain't that nice.
But yet there was
you
a, but
the
there was a, but there was a, there was a SWAT team just minutes away, and somebody gave the order for that SWAT team to stand down. Now, why did they do it? Can you say false flag? Hmm?
Well, look at 9/11. The Air Force was out doing practice runs. way across
well, yeah,
the country.
Way across the country, and then when they did scramble those fighter jets, they sent them over the freaking ocean. What the hell's over the ocean?
Yeah.
I mean, what
yeah,
is this, a wild
exactly.
goose chase or something? Look
yeah,
Oklahoma
that makes
City.
Sense.
You telling me a fertilizer bomb is going to take out 7/8 of a concrete, steel, reinforced building? Come on.
You're right. Oh, it would rock it. It'd crack some concrete, but it wouldn't do that. No, that's right. You're exactly right.
No. No,
you know, it's
that.
Like everybody goes, well, you know, them buildings imploded. I said, yeah, they did. 9/11, they imploded. So did building number 7. And I said, you know, that pilot that hit that Pentagon must be one bad son of a bitch. at 400 miles an hour, hit that sumbitch in that way, and the top of it was still connected until it finally fell off. But there's no wing damage. There's no debris from a airplane. No black boxes
well,
on the other side.
You've seen that TV show on TV years ago, Fantasy Island. Where's the plane?
Right.
Where's the plane? You telling me
right.
a flying beer can is going to penetrate a nuclear bomb-proof building? I'll sell you some
uh-huh.
oceanfront property in downtown Dallas and even throw in a freaking maintenance contract. You believe that? Okay.
Damn, sweet. Absolutely.
5 years, yeah. And then it took 5 years to release a little smidgen of videotape when there was, I think there was 80, I read 86 video cameras running that day when that thing hit that Pentagon. And you telling
uh-huh.
me that none of those seen it? Come on. You're a electrical engineer. I'm a master electrician. I put mm-hmm. in closed circuit televisions, okay, systems.
Uh-huh.
Those things are recorded.
Well, I took that video.
I took that video
I took that video and ran it clip by clip and analyzed every bit of that. And didn't see shit, nothing.
Yeah.
And
out of one frame,
I would have seen some part of that airplane, a window, part
at
of
least,
a wing, something. You know what I mean?
At least a wheel, you know, a couple of bodies flying. I mean, you know, come on.
Maybe a
so you telling me that you telling me that a aluminum beer can, and that's what an airplane is, aircraft aluminum,
right.
is going to do that kind of damage?
Right.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, at 400 miles an hour, I could see it doing that, but there would still be some debris. There would be the landing gear. Something's going to survive that crash. Something is, you know.
Yeah, but
something's going to make
the lawn. There, you could eat off that lawn after a major.
Yeah, but you know they had people out of the offices walking it. People out of the offices walking
yeah.
on looking for shit real quick, quick. You know.
And why did the FBI go across the street to grab that tape out of that convenience store? What does these videos show? That's what I want.
Right.
To.
Right.
Same thing
right.
with Oklahoma
I mean,
City. Same thing with Oklahoma
yes, ma'am.
City. There's video cameras on every damn corner. What does these things
right.
show?
Nothing. Not no more.
Ron.
They did
I sent you
yes,
a
ma'am.
PM. I sent you a PM.
Okay.
And I also
okay.
put a link in the chat room for y'all of the constitutional rights to free zone map so you can see exactly where they are. Where they are constitutional free. Did I say that right? They're constitution free. So you constitution does not apply, and I am in one of those areas where the constitution does not apply.
So it ain't worth nothing to you then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and John, you are also. Are you, Jay? Is Jay still on here, Blunt Squad?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you are in one of those areas, too. You are in a constitution free.
So you're free. You have no rights.
Yes. See, nearly 2 out of 3 million Americans live within 100 miles of the U.S. land and coastal borders, according to the 2007 figures from the U.S. Census Bureau.
No, my people, the ACLU, the government says it can't stop
yes.
and search anyone up to 100 miles
from the border.
And you're a member,
so what happened? Why aren't you up on this?
Yep. Almost 2/3 of the U.S. population lives 100 miles of the border. Here's a story of Vince prepared. Okay, let me play this clip. Let's play this clip. All right, let's do it. Hold on a second.
I'm 53 years old. I live in San Diego with my wife and my children. I'm retired from the county of San Diego. I was a child protective services worker and supervisor.
Vince drove home to Key, Mexico for a deal.
I put about $219 worth of tile, which here might cost like $400 or $500. And I load up my car. I breeze right through the border checkpoint that just showed the officer my tile and my receipt. And I was on my way. I didn't search the car, the trunk, or anything. it was probably about 20 minutes on the 94 freeway, whereupon I was coming around around a bend, and I saw a border, it looked like another border crossing checkpoint of some kind. And I had my passports with me because I had just come back from Mexico. And he said, "Where are you coming from?" And I said, "Oh, I'm coming from Tecate, Mexico. I just bought some tile." And he goes, can I see some ID?" And I said, "Sure, here's my passport." And he goes, "May I have consent to look in your trunk. I wasn't speeding or anything, or, you know, I'm not a drunk driver. I'm just a regular guy driving down the road with his wife and a couple boxes of tile in my car. And at that point, I said, "I'm a member of the ACLU. This is wrong. I did not open my trunk in a matter of principle." And they said, "What are you doing? Where are you coming from?" And I repeated my story. And they said, "Well, go sit on that bench." And as I was walking the bench, he says, "If you don't open your trunk, I'm bringing out my dogs." I felt like, wow, what if somebody knows me drives by and they see me sitting on a bench with dogs and four cops standing next to me. And I'm sitting here with some tall officer guarding me like I'm some kind of felon or convict or something, and the dogs are barking and they're running and there's all this like commotion going on around your car, my little Toyota Corolla. And then he marched back and he said, "Give me your keys. The dogs smell something, and I have the right to look in your car." I can't believe that they, when I come back from Mexico, they didn't open my trunk then. But then a half hour later in the United States, 20 minutes, a half hour later, they're opening my trunk and searching my, ransacking my car. I didn't feel like I was in the United States. I felt like I was some kind of police state. I was thinking of these old B-rated Nazi movies where they pull over people at checkpoints and go, "Papers, please," or something. And he starts looking at the passport and the driver's license, and he goes to my wife, "Well, where were you born?" Because she has an accent, but she's a U.S. citizen. And so she says, "Oh, I was born in Syria." And he goes, "Ah, Syria, you know, like you hit the jackpot or something." My family's been in the United States since 1710 in New Jersey. We're farmers in New Jersey. But my direct ancestor was a Presbyterian minister for Hackettstown during the Revolutionary War. And here, my family's lived in the United States since before there was the United States. And now I'm actually feeling nervous when I'm going to work on my own rentals and doing work in San Ysidro that I may get pulled over by a border patrol and asked, "Where's your passport?" And now I have to carry my passport with me when I go out to Home Depot or something. I don't need this kind of grief. I don't need this kind of harassment. I'm afraid these guys might, for whatever reason, because I'm talking to you, or because I filed a complaint after I got back with the Border Patrol, their website. Now I'm doubly afraid. Now I don't know why they took copies of my passport and my papers. Whether they're going to keep a record on me or something? They're going to open a record? They checking me out or something? And they're going to keep filing me? Will I be able to? Is there something beyond this? I feel that when I'm going out in San Diego County, if I'm going to the supermarket, the store, anywhere, maybe I should bring my passport with me in case it gets stopped or something. Maybe my driver's license won't be good enough. That just doesn't seem right.
Because it ain't right. Ain't even close to being right. Ain't that insane? But that's what they're doing. They just pull you over at random and check your shit.
All right. Did we all catch that very well?
Yes.
All right.
But as you see, there is constitution free zones, and you see how
right.
it goes
well,
around
that.
The borders of the United States.
Right. Exactly. And it's crazy, ain't it? I tell you.
Yeah.
Bring another caller in here, 803. Yeah, man. I don't know. I hate leaving my house anymore. You know what I mean? I really do.
No, you don't. You're telling a tale.
I love my house. I love where I live. You know.
Well, you should.
I could stay here. I don't have to leave this place. I ain't got to do nothing.
Well, White Castle is not going to come to you.
Well, there might not be none no more, so I got to, you know, get over it. I've done had my run with it. I'm good. You know.
Yeah,
I'm on my second case and it's almost empty.
You better learn how to copy that recipe.
I don't know it. Trust me, I know every bit of it.
Well,
I know everything they make.
Make your own.
Oh, it is so time-consuming. I love the convenience of drive-thrus and remote controls and cell phones and Prada. You know?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking a Prada bag, shove it up somebody's ass. I'm sorry. I'll be nice.
Alrighty.
Piranha. That just sounds like you know, piranha. You know.
Yeah.
What is the big
well,
thing
isn't
about
that?
That
basically,
that,
what it is.
What is it? Is it?
Isn't
it's something
it a
you put
piranha?
Your shit in. I don't know. I just use it as a word. That, you know, women buy the bags or the shoes or whatever it's called.
They don't buy no piranhas.
Pirata, whatever it's called, piranha prostitutes, piranha prostitutes, I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have to dress up like a hooker. I mean, I hope not. I mean, times ain't getting that bad yet.
Oh, my goodness. How'd you go from the Constitution free zone to prostitutes and hookers?
Well, it's you got to figure it's the oldest profession in the world. The oldest profession in the world is prostitution. Ain't it? Am I right or wrong?
You know, you don't need to take late night showers. I think it does something to you. Did you wash your hair, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, see, I think you don't wash
your hair. And I brush my teeth. I brush my
Lord.
Teeth, and I'm waiting. This ain't Saturday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, see,
shit
I think that's the problem. Look, you would have been better off just coming on the air funky. We would have just had the lights and candles and, you know, just get some Febreze and just keep spraying.
No, you need a jet engine sitting here sucking the stink off me so you don't smell me. I smell
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I
have
me,
an air purifier.
It wouldn't work. I'd clog that filter up in a second.
Oh, shoot.
No, but I feel good now, man.
No, but explain, please, the Constitution-free zones. What exactly does that entail?
That means you're in communist land. You have no rights, nothing. It's all them. They control, the government corporation controls everything. It's their rules. Yeah, no more. You have no right to speak. You have no right to think. You have no right to eat, shit, sleep, nothing. That's what that means.
Oh.
No constitutional rights. It's like you went into another
part of the ACLU. How did you let this slide for the past 5 years?
Well, because the ACLU ain't got much power anymore. It's not looking good for them. They're taking it all away, Antoinette. Even having
yeah,
the right
or,
to fight,
are they on
it's
the
going
watch
away.
List also?
Oh yeah, I bet. I bet you every one of us are. You know.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's the ACLU group in particular. You know that organization.
Of course it is.
Are they a part of the
I'm
watch
sure there's
list?
Some internal connection. I'm sure most of them, all the members are, I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been laughed at because I have an ACLU card, you know, in court. They didn't find it too funny afterwards, but, you know, they thought it was funny in the beginning. But that's when it had a little more power. But it's you know, it's civil liberties. It's what, you know, the thing is, what they're trying to do is save anything we have left. But it's just like, it's a hopeless romantic. Ain't going to happen. They're taking it away as fast as you get it. This Obamacare kicks in. Guess what, kids? You just lost a whole bunch more of those little things you called
yeah.
rights. You have no more of those. They're taking them away too. You know, you ain't got no right for shit. I mean, they're gonna do home inspections, come to your fucking house for no reason whatsoever. What reason does the IRS have to come to my house for? They do not have a reason. But they would come in to see if you're a smoker, if you have guns. They want to see if you're in their order. See, New World Order, and that's all that shit. It's all coming together
especially
now.
Especially if you live
it's
in
all...
public housing.
Oh, yeah, shit. Them be the first place. They hit them now anyway, man.
They got the right to. Yeah. They basically got
and then
the
also,
right to come and do what they were.
Right, and I also got some good news for my elderly listeners on this radio station tonight. You will be graded as your health care is by your age, whether you're worth saving or not. How much you give to society. If you ain't giving shit, you ain't worth nothing. So you're going to get the worst treatment you ever thought you could ever get. So get ready for that. That's how that's going to work, too. It's
gold,
going by an age
bronze,
grade.
Platinum.
If you smoke cigarettes, okay, that's going to be another thing. That'll knock you down where you can only be held for. If you have a cough and you go to a doctor and the doctor asks you if you smoke and you say, yes, I smoke, then you come back with bronchitis, they're not going to cover you. Get it? That's how it's going to work. You want to talk about control? You better read it, Obamacare. It's 10,000 pages. Read it. You got what? Let's see, today
well,
is
that's
the 20...
Well, that's genocide. The only thing I do basically is look up genocide and you'll see.
That's right.
That's genocide.
Right.
And that's what
that's
they've
exactly
been
what it is.
Doing that for the longest. Now it's just
yep.
more full force.
Mm-hmm.
Population control.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Favorite of the
Gotta knock down
order.
That cattle. Gotta thin the herd. Absolutely.
Yeah, so see, I'm always been a firm believer in
it ain't,
the hole that you
dig
for someone else, you're digging for yourself.
That's right. But that's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm thinking. Is they now have got it in their mind that they got it so much control, it like nobody's doing nothing about it. You get a few protesters out like that, but something's going to happen. And they ain't going to like because they're scared of their own people. I guess the government is scared of their own people. Trust me. Why do you think they're bringing these internal armies? They're scared
well,
of their
you
own.
Know, Canada did not sign that treaty. You know, that treaty that they just did, they had that big UN treaty. Canada
right.
did not sign it.
Well, the US, the government, like this case with Syria, the only ones that wanted to be allies was France. No, right, I understand it, but I'm just saying this. I mean, France was the only country that was going to back the United States to do a strike, and the rest of the world said no. I mean, you got to have some big-ass balls to tell the rest of the planet, fuck off. You know what I mean? I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, France
and that's
had
what, you know.
They had an interest in it, the pipeline. Remember, that's where they're supposed to be
well,
getting
that's
their...
Why do you think we were going to hit them?
Yeah,
they just
want to
jump in on it. They want to jump on the bandwagon with us.
Right.
They want a piece of the action, too. Yeah. Why do you think we went to Iraq? Why do you think we went to Germany?
Yeah, I mean, well, everything is all about the resources, you know. They want what
right.
doesn't belong to them.
Right. Yeah, criminals.
Yeah,
it's a big criminal empire. It is sickening when you really get down to think about it. It'll make you sick. It will make you fucking sick. But hey, man, I'm not bashing the government. I have nothing against them. They're doing a fine job.
No.
They're getting by with it. They're getting by with it. They're doing a fine job of it. It might be wrong, but it's right to them. So, you know.
Yeah, and that's all that matters.
Remember they'll say you can't lick them, join them? Can't lick them, join them. I just don't want nothing to do with it. Just leave me the fuck alone. That's all I want.
Yeah,
I think
all everyone wants is just, you know, let me live my life. You know, as long as I'm not hurting anyone.
Right.
You know, I'm not hurting myself.
Right.
No.
But, I tell you what, they're having, you know, the cyber war is going on. I think it's going to happen bad. When this all comes down,
I think there's
going to be
so
some
too.
Serious badass hackers rape them. You know,
that's
I think the hacking community is
going
to
hit them in the pocket.
They're going to wake. They're going to say, okay, you want to
no,
fuck with
this?
No,
I think they're
going to
hit the electrical companies. I think that's what they're really afraid of. And I think, I'm not sure, but I thought I had read somewhere where China has the capacity where they can shut down our electrical system. And
smart
that's
meters.
The reason why they're calling for this drill.
Mm-hmm. Right. Smart
on
meters.
The 13th
and
14th
meters.
Of November. Pardon me?
Why do you think they want to put those smart meters on your house? They can remotely shut them
right.
down because they shut mine
yes.
down before. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gunslinger, I got one for you. I got one of those on my house. You know, I had it on my house before. I don't have a meter at all. But anyway, but I had a smart meter, okay? Well, I encased that son of a bitch in lead. All right, encased it. And they came out and told me that I had to take it off because it wouldn't read. I said, it ain't going to read either. I said, first you got to show me your FCC license to transmit off my property and show where I agreed to that, which I never did. It was not under my original contract. So, and you're transmitting. And, oh, well, no, it goes to electric lines. And I said, okay, wait. Come here. I want you to come in my office and take a look at these. Look at these diplomas on my fucking walls. Do you think I'm that stupid? You think I'm fucking stupid? I know exactly what this image is. I know the guy that builds these. I know the guy that designed them. I know exactly what they do. I know exactly what they are. You know? You don't have to have a reader come out, which we should never have readers out here at all. You had to read your own back in the day, you know? And then the power rate goes up. The meter don't count correctly. You know what I'm saying? Kilowatt hour. It ain't jiving. You know what I mean? I set a camera on one of them some bitches 24 hours and watched it. And I watched my meter
right,
inside the house while I'm watching.
They can put whatever time
what's
they
pumping.
Want to on it.
That's right. And the thing about it is, you understand something about these smart meters, they talk to each other. That's how it's a network. They all, each meter talks to each meter. They all talk to each other in the area.
Yep.
Back and forth, That's right. Exactly. Right. That's right. And, you know,
well,
how
did they get away without the UL approval on? I mean, you know, every other electrical device that you have, switches, dishwasher, refrigerators, have a UL approval on. These things.
Well, because there's a catch to that. Slinger, there's a catch to that. UL, under Rose Laboratory, the reason that there is for consumer products, okay? When it's a commercial product, it doesn't have to have that.
When it's a government product, they don't need it.
It was a commercial product. Commercial products do not have to be UL
listed. Not government products.
Because it's not to the public.
Right, commercial.
Right.
It's commercial, because the meters aren't owned by the electric company. The meters are owned by a third-party monitoring system. And the electric company hires them to gather all that information and monitor it, and they're the ones that collect your usage and send it back for billing.
And electricity also is not considered a life source. It's considered a luxury.
Yes.
In other words, it's a privilege to have electrical meter. Wow.
Well, it's not a privilege. It's a luxury.
You have to jump through their hoops to get one.
Yeah. Why do you think they don't like me?
Gotta buy it.
They can't make no money off me, and it sucks. I think it's funny. I do. I think it's hilarious. They fought me tooth and nail too. Wasn't a damn thing to do about it. They wind up paying for all this gear. All the gear I got, they paid me. You
want to
try again? You know. But the thing is, you know, a lot of people can't have what I do have here. And like I said before, you know, my shows, I didn't do this for this reason, what all came on. It started many, many years ago when I had it out when I lost my job and I started building these things. And, you know, man, I was so pissed off because that was when the first time I learned about corporate downsizing. You know what I mean? And that's ugly. That's an ugly thing. But they were cutting corners to make that money. It's a money grab all the time. And that's why I always push the word greed a lot. Stuff like that, because that's what it is. It's all greed. It's big money grab, greed bullshit. One wants to outdo the other one. You know, and the other part of it where they got you by the ass, too, is you can't choose which provider you get for your electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, some cases there are, you can do that, but not very many.
Not in New York City.
Oh, no, they run it all. A lot of these big municipalities and stuff like that, they got their own companies.
See what they do. They like to confuse the people and play with them. What they do is they send out these people that say that they can reduce your electricity, but is a third party, and it's still ran through the same electrical people. You know, so now you're just dealing with an extra person, and really the reduction that you might get for a couple of months, you're gonna end up paying some way somehow extra, because you're dealing with extra people. But you're not getting no extra, you're not getting another source of electricity. It's the same line. They just, you know, play the
same game. Thing. Electricity don't come in flavors. It comes in volts.
And amps.
And amps, right. But it's just one of them things,
it's just like, isn't it just like that green power, you know, with the wind and the solar? It's all connected to the grid. Doesn't matter where it comes from.
Well... No, not mine. I'm all self-sufficient. I don't have none of that shit connected. Even this internet connection ain't connected to a line.
If you are connected to the grid, you know, like Texas has its own
power. Well,
yeah,
if you're grid tied with your system, yeah. But the thing like here, I was going to do it with my power company, use them for my battery bank, you know what I mean? Instead of having to put a battery bank in. Right. Okay, but the deal was, man, if I overgenerate, they want me to donate it to them. I'm like, fuck you.
Okay.
I've had to pay you all this time. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit. You're going to pay me for it. And then most of them will tell you they only buy it at wholesale cost. You know, so they're going to screw you out of the money one way or the other. But I did find a trick on that kind of smoked them by the ass. Turn it into a business. Turn your wind turbine, your solar panels into a business, and they have to pay you retail. Ha! They have to pay you. And under the federal guidelines, they have to, unless they're a co-op. Co-op electric companies do not have to go buy nothing because they are considered customer owner owned.
Yeah, they're owned by the
customer. Which is bullshit. It's bullshit. Touchstone Energy runs all them motherfuckers. It's all bullshit. Yeah. Well, you're the owners. Well, if I'm the owners, then why the fuck turn the power off? Then you're fired. Get out. You just can't do it. See, the rules all change. Oh, well, you're the owner, make you feel like good and proud. You're a owner of a power company. Yeah, but you have no say-so in it. And every time they have these area appreciation meetings once a year, I love showing up for those. They really hate to fuck see me walk in the door. They hate me, God, with a passion. They do.
Well, it's the same thing that happened in New York City with LIPA. You know, they were supposedly ran, you know, by a company. It was supposed to be a private company. And, you know, they say it's so for the people, but then, you know, they failed. The government supposedly took over. And now the people
right.
are paying more money than what they were before.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely. A standard rate here.
Yeah, what's happening now is that this Obamacare is about to kick in October 1st. And if you're self-employed like you, Ron Reck, you're going to have to pay a certain amount each year. It can be upwards of $500 depending on your age.
No, we don't. We got loopholes.
I ain't paying shit.
We got loopholes, John. We got loopholes.
I got VA, brother.
You got loopholes.
Got VA,
you got loopholes in Tennessee?
No, with the federal government. A lot above
right.
Tennessee. Got loopholes.
Well,
you see,
but I got VA,
robbing,
brother, so I don't go that route.
When you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, we could do that also. We could do the
right.
same thing they're doing. You know, you're
going to
know how
to play
us.
The game.
Yeah. You charge us here, we're going to deduct more here. That's just the way it
right.
works.
Yep.
It's called planning. It's called fiscal planning. That's why
yeah.
we're bitching and complaining about
but
it right
change,
now.
But they do change the rules, you know, Ray. They do change rules on that shuttle. You got to watch them. You know what I'm saying? You can't deduct that no more. Shit
that,
like that.
That's, well, yeah. That's why you got to mm-hmm. always have your business set up to expand or, like he was talking about it, cut down.
Right.
You either cut or you
exactly.
to create your loopholes.
Well, I retired this year. Now I'm independent. You see what I'm saying? I'm a free agent now. So I mean, it can't touch me for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's going
to feel good to be retired and independent.
Well,
yeah,
if you're independent,
I was
you're definitely going to get it from Obamacare. Those are the people that are going to pay the most because you're not working for somebody. You're working for yourself. So the government's going to make
freelance.
You pay. If you don't pay, you're going to pay a fine.
But I'm not making money. But I'm not making money. Everything's a loss. Everything's a loss.
It's a loss, John.
Everything's a loss.
Everything's
I don't
a
gain
loss.
Nothing. I lose money. I don't gain money.
Yeah.
Right.
And you start over. And
there's
all your deductions again.
Well, you're going to have your paperwork in order to take it to the IRS because the IRS is going to go through your paperwork with a fine tooth comb.
And they haven't before?
Well, they can.
No,
and I want to
but
tell them, I want to
but
tell
they're definitely
going to
do it now because they're hiring more people as tax examiners
well,
because they have to deal with this health care law.
Yeah, John,
yeah.
It's just like Eric was saying, they don't have enough people to do that. All it takes is for
well, that's why they're hiring more people.
Everybody in the city to pay their tax late. Will that municipality meet their budget? Hell no. It'll fall. It'll crumble, John. Trust me. It's not
no, but what they're doing is they're going to make their system more – I mean, they're going to hire more employees at the IRS, at the offices all over the country.
You can't give money to somebody
them.
Who isn't working.
That's right.
Don't you understand
you can't
that?
Please blood
you
of a turnip.
Yes.
You're exempt under $5,000. You're exempt. Can't touch
you're
them.
You're exempt.
Yep.
Well, what I'm saying is that – the whole system is going to be more complicated, and if you don't have a regular, you know, type of situation where your employer is paying your health care, those are the returns they're going to audit, and they're going to look at them with a fine tooth comb. They're going to go through everything. If you're not paying into the system properly, that's when they're going to put the fine on you at the end of the year. You have to pay this fine.
Well, let them.
Yeah, bring it on.
And John,
bring it on.
Just remember, the people who are working for companies and are getting insurance, which are not many because part-time isn't included, those people will have to pay more later on. They might not pay more up front, but later on down the road, they're going to pay more. You watch.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yep.
Well, what might happen is if the company is paying part of their health insurance, the company may make them make a financial contribution towards it so that the company's not paying all of it. They may say, well, you have to pay a certain percentage of your health insurance if you want your family insured, because this company will not pay for your insurance and your family's insurance, too.
You just brought up
another
loophole.
But you know what's going to happen, John? What's going to happen, John? Here's what's going to happen. When this Obamacare goes through, everybody and anybody's going to be jumping to the doctors as fast as they can, because people are uninsured, never had insurance for it, has to have it now and has it, they're going to use it and abuse it. You're going to, like I said, the smaller insurance companies are going to be faded out real fast. The your regular doctors, your family physicians, stuff like that, they're going to disappear too. They're all going to go away. And it's going to collapse. The system will collapse. There's no way. We're already in an economic fucking jam so bad we can't get out of it. And then you throw this shit into the mix, with the price of fuel, the cost of food, everything else right now, people can't afford it.
But see, what's been happening is a lot of these doctors have been practicing a defensive medicine where they've been overcharging people. They've been performing too many tests to pad the hospital bill so that if they ever get sued and they have to go to court, they want to be able to show in evidence that they performed all these exams. If the person decides they want
to
sue them.
That's where they really need to get back down. They need to
own
all that shit.
Boys. So W fixed it. W. Bush fixed that. Remember, he put a cap on that. There's a cap on civil suits against the hospitals. He also made it where you're illegal to file bankruptcy on credit cards.
He might have put a cap on the awards that you can get from a malpractice suit, but they still practice it. A defensive type medicine to protect themselves if they have to go to court, and they pad the bill with tests that aren't necessary.
Right.
So they're doing
doctors
all these unnecessary tests to protect
doctors
themselves in
shit
court.
They've never done. But doctors have charged Medicare, Medicaid for shit they never done. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. And you also have to deal with that in terms of the Medicaid and Medicare fraud is a problem too. I mean, you've had people to set up clinics and have fake patients that don't even exist, and send bills into the government and expect the government to compensate them.
Look at what just happened in California
these,
with all those
pseudo patients.
All those drug rehabs in California, over 100 closed because of that. Look, the California lawmakers grill officials for state drug rehab program, rehab racket.
Right.
You know, I mean, they listen, the biggest criminals are the people that's working within, man. The biggest criminals, they're looking at us, they're worried about our conversation because of what they're doing.
Yep.
You know, you're not telling nothing illegal, you're saying what's going on. If we're speaking the truth, that's why they're paranoid, because what they're doing right here, I mean, they're robbing within the government, the same people that are contracted by them.
Well,
the pharmaceutical, the programs, all that shit.
I mean, when you think about it, you know, again, I mean, I mean, these cats went on live TV, man. They went on national, international TV. And when asked by U.S. Congress, you know, what happened to the $26 trillion that went missing out of the U.S. Treasury, man, they looked these guys straight in the eye and said, I'm not going
to
tell you. Now, what kind of power can do that? That's what we need to consider. What kind of power can do that stuff, man?
Mm-mm-mm. We've gotten to that point. And you know what? You're talking about that, and I'm going to talk on some small money. When that money, the certain amount of cash, it was cash, American cash, that suddenly disappeared. I don't know if it was 100 or 10. It was one there with the 10. It was either $10 million or $100 million that disappeared during the war. All right, it was cash money. They said that it was supposed to be coming back to America. I don't know if they seized it from Saddam Hussein, who they, but they've had $10 million or better. It just disappeared out of nowhere. I mean, suddenly disappeared. We could go back to the transportation. They were supposed to build this high-speed rail, the European thing that we've been speaking about, high-speed rail in California from, I believe, San Diego up to San Francisco. And they also were supposed to be doing this from the East Coast to the West Coast. That money just disappeared. They asked them all, they asked the guy that was in charge of that money, the transit.
Yeah.
What happened to that money? Or, you know, I don't know if it was that he said he didn't know what happened or that it was misspent.
That's because Amtrak is a government agency. If they had turned over the railroad passenger transportation system over to private industry, this country would have had high-speed rail a long time ago.
Mm.
But because you have, I mean, that
Amtrak
type of
connected to the government.
Governmental system involved, that's the reason why the money gets lost.
You guys
but
remember
you
that
deal
bad
with private
term
industry,
called free market?
You have to deal with competition, and they're going to go with the best ways to innovate. They would have definitely put a high-speed rail between the cities of D.C. and like a place
New
like
York.
New York City because
that's
of the
right.
volume of traffic between D.C. and New York. So this country would have had a high-speed rail between those two cities a long time ago. But because you have this governmental agency, Amtrak, that's the reason why it's never been done.
So they're basically
right, exactly.
Making money off of ticket sales when people purchase stuff off for Amtrak.
Yeah, the Congress is probably involved in a process of trying to skim the money off of the ticket sales of Amtrak. It's probably going in their pockets. That's the reason Amtrak is so dysfunctional.
And not to include that they probably get free trips in and out of the city.
Yeah. Well, Joe Biden said he used to ride Amtrak all the time. He probably rode for free.
He did.
From Delaware to D.C.
When he was a senator, he came back home to Delaware every day. Now that he's vice president, he comes back home every weekend unless he's out of the country.
Mm-hmm. He gets
Who's
a free train ride on Amtrak.
No, he doesn't come home by train.
Oh, he comes home by plane.
Limbo now.
No, he comes home on Air Force Two.
Oh, yeah. He's
That's
vice
right.
president. He
vice
has his own plane. But
yeah.
Before, when he was a congressman, he was getting free train rides.
Oh, I don't know if they were free or if he paid for them. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I couldn't say. I never, even thought to look at how I did it. I just know
he
came home
to his family.
Well, he
must have been getting paid some good money to be going from Washington, D.C., from Delaware to Washington, D.C. every day commuting.
Yeah, but he did it every day. He came back home to his wife and family. His wife and children every day.
Excuse me.
Well,
take a pull.
Okay, well, Daddy, now you know who was coughing. Ron, what are you
it's
doing over there?
Too extensive.
Puff, 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 brother.
Just having a taste of his freedom here. Taste of freedom. Hallelujah, freedom.
Brother, you can.
I still can.
Ron, Susan, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side.
Yeah, I'm good.
No,
man,
I'm not Sagittarian.
I mean, who the hell is getting that money, man? That's all I say. Nobody questions that. They want to question you. They want to interrogate you. They want to interrogate me. But they don't want to tell you where their money at, where that money is.
Well, look at all of
missing.
The millions or trillions that have just recently come up missing, and then the gold that was missing that was on its way to Germany.
Yep. No. Actually,
right,
what they
I
did, you know, what they did, they actually hijacked that. I mean, they actually stole that.
I won the lottery.
I mean,
yeah, but you know what? How much do you think Germany is going to take when it comes to getting their gold that they keep, told them 5 or 6 years, and now some of it's being hijacked. So how much do you think that they're going to take when they can't get their gold?
Well, actually, what had happened a couple of weeks ago, they they told the United States that they wanted to come and actually they wanted to send representatives to actually see their gold in the U.S. vaults, and the U.S. turned them down.
Yeah.
Have any gold?
So then you have it where they were also, you know, hijacked, they disappeared, whatever. But and that was from France, England.
I don't even think the United States even has any gold anymore. I think they sold all their gold reserves.
They did.
And we're basically dealing with a completely fiat currency now.
Have we ever seen Fort Knox?
No, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any gold in Fort Knox. I think they sold all the gold in Fort Knox. I don't think they have any gold now.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. If China owns 90% of the U.S. debt, I mean, who really owns the gold anyway? I mean, you know. And on top of that, one thing I know for
sure. Yeah, but how can we own what doesn't belong to us? We were holding Germany's gold. It wasn't ours.
Well, and another thing I know for a fact is that 90% of America's fresh water is being shipped to China, too. Now, imagine that, 90%. I know this because we built
industrial systems. Yeah, because Obama sold them off.
Same thing with the infrastructure. You know, these major highways, they don't belong to America no more. You know, Mexico bought some, China bought some, Russia bought some.
Yeah.
Well, you know, China's looking to buy Detroit.
Yep.
Well, here's a good thing.
They own Hollywood, so why not? They bought Hollywood.
Go look up on YouTube Jesse Ventura's Blue Gold.
Oh, I seen that. That is deep, man.
Yeah.
That is deep.
I haven't seen it.
Did you see the one where he went
to the Ozarks? Jesse Ventura went to the Ozarks, where I'm at, where I live here. You know, Chad, that big mansion looks like a fortress. Yeah, that's a badass-looking house. That's a big mansion. I've seen it. But it's underground, deep, way into the tunnels. There's a lot of caves out here.
There's a lot of shit that's there in the Ozarks, like the College of Metaphysics. They got a secret school up there. I went there for 2 years. Man, they got 5,000 acres up in the Ozarks. It's right there on a bunch of lay-line, you know.
Right. You know, like their own country. It's wild.
Or, you know, I mean, it's crazy.
There's
a lot that the people aren't being told.
They put all the crazy people out here, like me. man, it's a cool place to be, but there's a lot of secrets out here in these mountains. A lot of them. You know, there's shit, you know, a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, who was the person that said 90% of the United States water is not owned in the United States? Could you expand on that, please, for Pumpkin?
Yeah, sure. This is Dr. Hawkins.
Hello, Dr. Hawkins.
Yeah, peace, everybody. We build industrial systems. We build industrial systems. You know, it's what we do. The biggest system that we have treats over 300,000 gallons in a single day. So we get a lot of proposals from China. And I found this out the hard way, and I found out from the federal government through an organization called U.S. Commercial Services, which is a branch of the federal government. Okay, now I was working with these guys. Now I can't really get into the details because there were non-disclosures, the bigger details. But what I can say is this. I found out that they have these huge balloons, right? These huge balloons that they drag behind ships. They fill those balloons up. Each balloon holds 1 million gallons. And what they do is they fill those balloons with the fresh water, even a lot of the fresh water coming from Alaska. I mean, they bleed Colorado dry of its fresh water. And I don't know if any of you are in Colorado, but if you ever go to Colorado, especially Colorado Springs, there is a limit to how much water you can use. If you water your grass too much, you can get arrested. If you take too long of a shower, and I'm not exaggerating, they can arrest you for that. And they're starting to try to do the same thing nationwide, but it started in Colorado. And the reason is because Colorado has some of the best water. And most of that water from the Rockies are being sent to China. It's the same thing with these other natural springs across the country, even the underground springs. You know, so imagine my shock when I found all this stuff out. You know.
Well, man, they were trying one time to tell us they're going to meter our wells out here in the Ozarks, you know. And I was at a county meeting over this, and it was a packed house, and everybody said, we dare you. Go for it. Go ahead and try to meter them. Okay? And with their meter being sarcastic, you know what I mean? We dare you. Come on out. But you ain't leaving. Get it? But that they want to do that. They're still trying to work a way around to do that, to meter a well that you own. Your pump, your system, and they want to charge you money for the water you suck out of the ground.
That's right.
That is.
That's why they. Insane. That's why they want to GPS locate them.
Right. Yeah, they're getting ready to test that system out here. Shortly, is it today? Tomorrow? They're doing that worldwide GPS rig out or some weird thing they're going to do. So yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
And also this iPhone 5, they're asking people to put their thumbprint into the phone, and they're telling people don't do it because the government is going to keep all this information. You know,
hello.
Like this iPhone 5, the way you turn it on is you have to put your fingerprint onto the screen of the phone.
Right.
The new phone that Apple put out.
But that's not what they're using it for. I just got a letter from my bank today. Sat down and read it like Ron does. Let's just read the fine print. And guess what? You have banking through your phone.
Let me know whatever you just
your phone is now a credit card.
That's
I got the paperwork right here in front of me. Your phone is a credit card.
Yep. How you like your FID chip? Why do you think they're getting free phones away?
Yeah.
Yeah, RFID.
But what I'm saying is if it's any information in there to ID you, like a fingerprint or anything, the government is going to have access to that information because Apple and the government are working together now. In
just
terms
hello.
Of, like,
sure
the NSA is collecting
the right
all the information from
hold
the
on, man.
IT
somebody's
companies.
Trying to talk. Right. Hey, what's up? Hello, man. How's it going? Good to talk to you.
Hello.
So,
hey, what's up,
Ron?
How you doing?
I'm doing what's up, man.
How you doing? Well,
I'm kicking back.
You have my number. Don't call my house. I'll sue you for harassment. How you doing?
Call your house? What the fuck are you talking about, man?
He's a troll.
No, I didn't call him the Skype number.
Facts.
Exactly.
What?
I didn't call him the Skype number.
Oh, you calling your
Yeah, I'm just kidding
number?
With you, though.
Oh, I don't give a shit. I'll see you in court. Let's go, man. Me and you, I'll fuck you up in court. Let's rock. I'll show you how the facts work that are not the facts. I guarantee that. It worked great. What's up, Michael? What's up, man?
Well, you know
What's
I
happening?
Got some questions for y'all guys.
Back.
Well, first of all, I got some questions for y'all guys. How you doing? Good show, man. Good show. Well, first of all, you know, when you cast a certain check, man, you got to put your fingerprint on the check. They got your fingerprints.
All right.
I mean, you going to the bank to the processes, but hopefully if you can sue them if that bank used your fingerprints and they correlate with the government, if you can prove that. But I want to ask y'all a question now. I've been hearing y'all. Now, the Navy guy came to the FBI and said that your boy said his mind was controlled by these low electric waves today. The FBI came and said that the Navy guy's shooting, he said his mind was controlled by low frequency. What you guys think about that?
Well, it's been known that in terms of the EMF technology was used so that the submarines could pass, like, different types of messages back and forth to each other. But they've been starting to experiment with this type of technology in terms of mind control. And there was a scientist on the Alex Jones program not too long ago talking about how the EMF wavelengths are now being incorporated into the mind control type studies that the government is involved in, because the government is trying to perfect their ability to do all types of artificial intelligence, because they want to build a drone robot army so they don't have to sacrifice the lives of the soldiers. And so the government is heavily involved in all types of neuroscience. So they're definitely doing these mind control experiments in secret. And they're starting to experiment with the brain now to find out how the brain works.
Sort of like shock treatment?
Well, but
pay ultra.
Yeah, well, they're doing all types of experiments in the field of neuroscience. I mean, that's going to be the dominant science in the future because they want to be able to get these computers to a point where they can think on their own. And they don't have to have any human operators. I mean, they recently sent an F-16,
F-16,
right.
Artificial intelligence.
I mean, they recently sent a jet out to fly by itself. I mean, so they getting to a point where they're going to have robot planes, robot cars, cars that drive themselves. I mean, this type of technology is just going to increase in the future. And a lot of the scientists are saying if we get it to this point, we can have machines doing a lot of these jobs. We don't need all of these people. So they're facing this type of dilemma in terms of the population. What are we going to do with all these people?
No jobs.
Because we're going to have machines doing a lot
John
of their jobs.
Right now, John is correct. In the next 10, 20 years, yes, it is correct. Because other than that, if you don't make money on your social skills, meaning some type of work doing your social type of work, even now the computers can actually build a house without man touching it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, the computer can never think on its own because man makes the computer. Man puts everything the computer has in it. Man can always take the electricity. They control the computer. Computer needs electricity. Man controls that.
But they're going
right.
to make
But when I say artificial intelligence, I mean that the computer will be able to take information and it will be able to reason just like a human being. And you've seen in these science fiction films like 2001, A Space Odyssey, when you had
the
HAL computer and the computer was able to run the ship by itself. And the astronauts were put into a deep sleep where this country, in terms of its technology, is almost at that point where we can have computers do things for us and the computer is able to decide things based on the information that it's programmed with.
Remember
War
Games?
We're already there.
War Games, that the guy started controlling the computer, but then the computer started taking a life of his own in the sense of, like, it started making his own decision. He was like, no,
right.
I don't want you to drop the bomb. And it was like, no, well, I must do it. That I see in the future where it can happen like that. But what you're saying is that a computer will be controlled by a man in the sense of he will build it, but I think that will be
right. Therefore, the computer will always be controlled by the man. Even that simulated computer,
what's going to happen eventually is that the machines will be able to build themselves.
Hold on. We need to take a break here for a quick second. Ghost, try to talk. Go ahead, Antoinette.
Okay, Ron, are you going over?
Yeah, we're going.
Okay,
we have 15 minutes left, y'all.
Ron, wreck.
And so please call in. Oh, boy, I hear echo on this my cell phone. Number 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. Please call in so you can either be a part of the show or to continue to listen to the show. And I put the number in the chat room for you. So, again, well, now we have 14 minutes. So, please call in so you can be a part of the show. Thank you.
Rick.
You know what? I got to be the luckiest guy on BTR. I really do have the sweetest co-host you could ever ask for. I'm telling you, that's the lady there. Antoinette, don't take no shit from nobody, but she's nice, but she's got a hell of a bite.
I'm not nice.
Yeah, you're
stop calling me nice.
You're dirty.
Don't call her nice because she's going to get
nicer.
Ron,
What was the term we had back in the early 90s? Nice tea. Remember, because
they call her nice tea. you're bringing it back, brother. But yeah, I mean, yeah, back to what you were saying. I think again, what you're saying on facts. Yeah, it has to be controlled, but there is problems. John was cutting me off. I blame it on the Jewish people.
Got to think of the Jews.
Remember, iRobot.
The Jews are always the problem. The Jews are the constant. All this shit.
Yeah.
Blame it on the shows.
We're basically in a science fiction realm when it comes to technology.
It's the Jewish. It's the Jewish. Let me tell you.
No.
It's the Jewish.
And the machines are going
to
be
questions.
The machines are going
to
be autonomous. They're going
to
be able to operate on their own, and they're going to be able to replicate themselves. Eventually, they're going
to
get to that point.
Hold on.
Can I say something about this?
So they have 3D technology, right?
Excuse me. Only one person can be heard at a time.
Do you want me to let them talk or what?
Excuse me. Only one person can be heard at a time.
Everybody's been not quiet. The Jew's going to say something. Did I just hear you, John, say that the Army or the Air Force or the FBI or somebody just flew a plane without anybody on it?
Yes, it recently happened.
They flew an F-16, and it was a robot drone plane with no pilot.
And are you telling me that they just figured out how to do this?
What?
Are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me that they just figured out how to do this?
I'm saying that they're at the point now where they have perfected it. They're in the process of perfecting it in 1962, John.
They were at the point where they were able to fly an airplane with people on it without a pilot.
But they're getting to the point now where the plane will be completely controlled by itself, and that the plane will be able to have an advanced network of computers where it will be able to decide when to land, how to avoid obstacles in the air.
Okay, John. You don't know what you're talking about,
John.
Is there a pilot on here besides you?
Excuse me, Jew.
What I'm saying to you, Jew, is that they are just at the point now where they have perfected artificial. Excuse me, gentlemen.
You cannot be heard talking over one another, one at a time, please.
Yeah, what I just heard him say was wrong.
Good luck, man.
What I just heard him, John say was wrong, as wrong as it could be.
I happen to be a person that follows computer science very closely, and they have just reached that point recently. They were not at that level before.
One thing, bro, you keep on calling everybody else tonight. Look how you're acting a little immature, John. You're cutting people off. It's not the same as autopilot.
Airbuses are able to land themselves. What's the problem, man?
Ron, excuse me, Jew.
Yes, ma'am.
How about if we put everyone on mute and you open up the four gentlemen's mic one at a time so that way they can get their comment done, then you can go to the next person and they can do theirs, and that way we don't have everyone talking at the same time so that it cannot be understood.
That's the way I do it.
Well, I have a comment. John's acting like a little kid.
We got to
go back to nursery school now. Wow.
Okay, well, all facts. Excuse me. When you grown gentlemen decide to stop over talking each other, like you're in kindergarten or romper room or whatever you said, then it doesn't have to be handled that way.
Right. Exactly, John.
Excuse me, I said gentlemen. I did not exclude.
No, I wasn't cutting even one off. I was making my point, and I wanted to get
everyone
to my
was making their point at the same time.
Now wait a minute, not me. I was
and
keeping quiet.
And
I was
John, right, and I was John, listening. If you play it back, John was the one cutting people off. He did not.
Let's
let
go to the video tape.
Well.
Let's go to the video tape.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Why don't we let the pilot say something since John's such an expert?
Well, excuse me.
Airbus
please let the scientists say something.
Airbus Industries, depending upon the airport, depending upon the airport that you're flying into,
look, y'all are
an airplane
a headache.
Fly itself to the runway. Doesn't need any pilot intervention.
What happened.
Don't tell me they just perfected this. They've been doing this for years. In fact, they've been doing this for decades. You don't know what you're talking about, John.
No, Ron is right. Ron is right, man. I can vouch for that. They've been this shit has been going on for decades, and I tell you the
Ron,
secret.
I'm not Ron.
The secret is
Jew.
Not powering these technologies.
Yeah,
we're
the one angry
electricity.
Jew.
They power
more
daily
energy. Get angry because you misnaming him. His name
damn
is
right.
One Angry
yeah.
Jew.
You're going
to get mad.
Don't
excuse me, guys.
It.
Excuse me
it's,
for
it's,
a moment.
It's beyond electricity.
I got a scrambled number on my board.
You're thinking about AI with electricity. It's beyond
right.
electricity. It has been beyond electricity since
right.
the start of the Cold War. Okay, it's called scalar interferometry. That's the difference. I'm telling
you,
he's right, man. They've had this capability since the freaking 60s, man.
Are you this doctor everybody's been salivating over?
Okay, all right,
man,
all right,
listen,
that's
listen,
nice.
They, man, I'll
be slandered
in the chat room, you know, called a racist and all that stuff. Man, I'm not a damn racist.
You've been slandered in the what?
In the chat room.
Oh, I thought you said the bathroom.
No, the chat room. The chat room. The online chat room.
Okay, Jew, be cool.
Corresponding
hey,
to
Jew,
what we're on right now.
Jew, you should be a comedian, Jew.
All right, yeah.
I was not talking about takeoff and landing. I was talking about the entire flight duration.
Yeah, that's
we're
right.
Having, they,
and in
we
terms of any, and if anything
that.
Were to occur, While the plane was in flight, I'm talking about a situation where there's no human interaction at all, and you're talking about a fighter jet, which is different than a passenger.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay, we're talking over each other again. Ron, could we please do it
yes,
one
ma'am.
At a time? Thank you.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We're going to do it one time. Here we go.
Yeah, I don't know what John's talking
no,
about.
Jay,
well, right? Most of the time I don't know what John's talking about because I think he makes this stuff up as he goes along. I'm sorry. He comes off as authoritative, but he's really not. To make the
okay,
comment,
is that what your point
yeah,
is?
Yeah, are you going to interrupt me too, Antoinette? Really?
I mean, if your point is going to be about John
my
doing
point
this
is
and John
be that
doing
he's
that.
Antoinette, stop. He's a big boy.
I
he can take care
pardon?
Of himself.
I'm not trying to take up for anyone. I'm telling you, if you have a point
angry,
to make, then make the point.
Well, I'm trying to make my point.
Not to make it a slanderous point. I'm not interested in
slanderous.
Slander.
What's slanderous about that?
Oh, look, come on.
He's giving Jew, wrong information.
Jew, I have a headache. You're giving me a headache.
Well, all right, let me. I'm also a pharmacist. Go take yourself some aspirin.
You know what, Jew?
And
what
a cold
point,
compress.
What comment or question did you have to make towards the conversation
well,
that y'all were having at hand
comment.
That you couldn't
I think
get
I was
through.
Making that comment, Antoinette. I
okay.
don't know why you're interrupting me. You're doing exactly what you said that you didn't like everybody else doing.
Do you want to be argumentative tonight?
Well, I get
thank
everybody
you,
to argue,
but
5 minutes
I'm,
to call
I'm not,
in.
I'm not.
Argument. Well, then why are you arguing with me, Antoinette?
Okay, Drew. Thank you, dear. We'll talk with you later. Let us
all
get
right.
to the
thank
other callers,
you.
Okay?
You be quiet
thank
now.
You, dear.
Cool. Thank you. Okay.
I beg your pardon. I didn't know you did not tell me to be quiet.
No, he didn't because I shut him off. All right, here you go. All right, John, you're back on. Defend yourself, John.
Yeah. What I said was that the military is in the process of retrofitting all of these fighter planes and drones to the point where they will not have to use any human operators at all.
Right.
And in terms of this level of artificial intelligence, this is something mm-hmm. we've never seen before. And
right.
that's
now,
why we're almost
yourself.
At the realm where we're in a science fiction realm in terms of the technology and what they're going to be capable of doing. And so, recent demonstration with the F-16, I'm not talking about the plane's ability to take off and land on its own. I'm talking about a fighter jet, which has different types of maneuvers in the air than a passenger plane, being able
right.
to do everything without any human operation at all. This is something that
right.
has never happened before. That's
right.
why
if
I'm
I
saying
wanted to
that
go
this is
Los
unprecedented.
Angeles, New York. But I'm just saying they can go to Los Angeles, New York without even told what to do. You just tell it
yeah.
from Los Angeles, New York
and take off at this time and see you when you get back, more or less.
Right.
That's it.
And also the jet being able to engage if it has to scramble in the air, if it's being fired upon, being able to fire upon a foreign aircraft on its own. And actually make all of the decisions the plane would have to make if the plane was in a combat situation. These are the types of things in terms of the programming that's never been done before.
That's what I'm saying. Sophisticated system compared to 1962 design of the autopilot. It's just autopilot with intelligence. Is more or less
right. That's what I'm saying. It's autopilot with extreme intelligence.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. I get you. Right. I've seen that deal. I've seen that video on that. That was pretty wild. I mean, that's right. Pretty soon, you know, remember that robots? That one movie where they had the robot that came home to be your house, be your servant and shit. What was that called?
And that's why they're saying that a lot of pilots are going to be out of work in the next 10 to 15 years once they perfect this thing.
When these robots start taking care of us as doctors. You know what I'm saying? It's a male range like that. We're going fully digital, absolutely. All right, man, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute and I'm going to bring some more people back on. Hold on. All right. 443.
Hey.
Okay.
What's up now? Wow.
Now,
how you doing?
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
my board's loaded like a bear.
Yeah.
My board is lit like a Christmas
first of
tree.
All, I understand we're using this artificial. You keep on saying the word artificial. It's not real intelligence. Mm-hmm. Real intelligence is the man mind. We make the computer every day to. Drones do it now, Ron. Come on now. We already know that. When you're talking about autopilot, the computer is working. The weather channel, when you see the weather channel, those computers are predicting. They're still doing it. It's all around us. But, man, who puts the data? Who makes the algorithm?
That's right, Ron. He's all.
Man.
He's correct. That guy talking, I know he's correct.
Okay.
He's absolutely correct.
He's on another line.
Hold on, what?
I got a number on my board here that's scrambled. It's a bunch of numbers.
Ron, I guess I thought I was going to get
13. Right on, man.
You want me to continue or I'll just be quiet? I haven't even made my point because my question haven't even answered. I want to just make my point about these computers. Come on, John, what are you talking about? Artificial intelligence, the man's control of the computer. We have the switchboard. When you're talking about letting these computers go and the technology, what are you talking about? The man, the computer, the man makes them all. Only thing you're talking about, only thing the computer does, it calculates everything on a faster speed level that we do, and we use electricity. It's all about computing. The man makes it, brother. But I want to ask a question again. No one answered my question. Do you think that this mind, this guy from the Navy, mind was controlled by the government with this electrical signal? I want to get that question answered, and then I would like to have my rebuttal afterwards, Ron. I'm going to mute myself. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, well, right, to answer your second question, the EMF wavelength technology has been used in the submarines for a long time. It allowed the submarines to communicate with one another. It's recently been incorporated into mind studies in terms of using the wavelengths to control thought patterns. And you can go to Alex Jones's website. He has a scientist on there who explains about EMF wavelength technology in detail on his website. As far as the answer to your second question, the computers we have now, the ones that we deal with, personal computers, they are just the first generation of computers in terms of the types of computers we're going to have in the future.
These computers we have now
are not as interactive as the computers of the future will be. And what I'm saying is that you're basically just dealing with but just a but just a one-dimensional type computing, meaning that you just put the information in, the information is programmed in, and then you're able to analyze the information that you can see on screen. When you're dealing with interactive type computing, the computer can actually make a decision based upon its own logs of information and the information that you have entered in as well.
We'll put the algorithms and to tell the computer that you're going to become right. The man does the
math. That's
maps,
a different dimension of computing.
It's
we
not.
Haven't seen
no,
that
no, no.
as yet in the public.
All computers
but we will in the future.
Because man has a but man makes the computer. Who puts the algorithms in there to make it like for instance?
But what will happen is, what I'm trying to explain to you is what will happen is that the initial programming will go into the machine. But once the machine reaches a point where it can operate on its own, it can take that initial programming and write other programs on top of it. And then if it has
right.
access to robots...
Due to why?
Why, when it
makes a decision to make a program...
It can basically use the new programming that it has developed
listen
on its
I'm
own.
Programming, bro.
And,
listen, no.
And instruct
listen,
the robots
who
to make more machines.
Right, listen.
So in that
right,
sense,
exactly.
you'll get
right,
to
listen,
an
listen,
autonomous
right.
machine.
Right.
Okay, now, John, my question to you is, you said the computer will make a decision to make another program. Who told that computer to make that? When it comes to a certain point, you do a certain thing. Who did that? Man did. Man controls it. What are you talking about, man? Man is controlled. We are the higher mind. No computer. This computer, we made it from our mind. We ain't control of that shit, man. Bottom line.
Now, Ron?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you had other people that were in on this discussion, too.
It's hard to keep track of. I got 18 on board.
I know.
Right
we
now.
Had Higher Science, which is Dr. Hawkins, and we also had the Jew. And
okay.
Blood
let me bring
Squad
them back.
Would let's... also like to get in on it.
All right, let me bring them all back. Let them all fight it out for a while. Be good. Be nice.
Well, let Dr. Hawkins and Jew make theirs first without any interruptions. Please.
Okay.
Jay and Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you too, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
She heard you. I told you. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Let's all just get along.
You're welcome.
Be patient.
You know, we ain't trying to argue. I'm here to listen, learn, get my opinion, and, you know, and debate what if I hear some bullshit. But, God.
That's
but
what I like.
For everybody.
All right, right on.
Yeah, well,
okay,
well,
Dr.
You
Hawkins.
Know what? These brothers got 2 points. I just wanted to say that real quick. I mean, it's exactly what he said. They come in with technology that is going to be where the computer will tell itself. It'll be automated, in a sense. And then, yeah, you have the man that is building it. The human being builds a computer, don't build itself. But yet, in the near future, or who knows how long in the future, computers will be building computers without a man.
Right. 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 Yeah, but it still takes a man to make that happen.
Right.
So, you know,
right,
there
right.
has to be some
I mean,
type of human intelligence
to figure
out. What the
future, brings. Who knows?
You never know.
That's the bottom line.
You
never can take man out of the equation. You never can blame that. You never can take man out of the
equation.
Never
know.
Right,
right.
All
everything
that happens
who
is man.
Who
makes that
gunfire?
That
man,
you
can't blame it on the gun.
Unless
you blame it on man's mind. Man makes that gunfire.
Let me chime in on that, man.
All right. What, Doc?
Can I make a comment here? Hello.
You know what y'all are missing?
Let them know, brother.
What's that?
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone, because what the brother's mentioning is actually 50 years behind. So if you
right.
think that's far-fetched,
right.
you don't even want to hear the truth. I mean, so it's one thing to philosophize about these technologies.
Right.
It's a totally different thing to actually build consciousness interface systems, which I do, and you can see them on my website. Okay, and they interact with your consciousness.
What's your website? What's the website?
No, but look, look, I'm just, you know, I've given that information before. I'm not going to do that again because I met some spooks on this show, to say the least.
Okay.
No, look, I'm just saying, I'm just going to put the information out there. Ron, you should have the website by now, okay? But,
yeah,
but look, I'm just going to put the information out there one more time. Let me say this. What you're missing is what's called information field technology. Let me say it again so you can write it down. Information field technology. Y'all got it ass backwards. You got it all wrong. Okay, you can create.
Well, I checked out your website. It's pretty cool, but I have some questions.
But
a whole nother show.
Well, let him finish his statement, please.
Listen, and that's the thing, man. We get so many armchair philosophers that don't build the systems, and they try to tell us how the systems work. How do you know? Have you built one? I built several.
Right.
I mean, I got the proof. I can actually show you the proof. You know,
I'm building one now.
But here's the thing. If that's the case, if you're building these kind of systems, I shouldn't have to tell you about information field technology.
No, I'm not building no kind of system.
I shouldn't have
system.
To tell you. I
no,
shouldn't have
tell
to.
Tell
others
that don't
oh,
know.
Oh, man.
Tell the mothers that don't know,
excuse me. Can he please make his statement without interruption?
No, you know what? That's my cue to shut up. That's my cue to say.
No, please, please continue.
No, I'm not going any further than that. That is my cue. Please.
He can't talk.
We'll talk soon, Doc.
Because of the spooks.
We'll talk.
I don't know. There's a lot of spooks on here. I don't know why.
Okay, all right, Jim.
Yeah, and he's one of them. He's one of them.
You know what? Okay, thank you. Thank
you. You sit back and read books and listen to crazy-ass Alex Jones.
No, you don't know
this.
I just told you I was writing the computers. I said I'm...
Well, that's
all the time. Drop some signs. People do that. What's up?
He's afraid.
Got a person?
Spooky.
You know?
The brother's trying to drop some jewels, man. That's all I'm saying.
That time I was on whose show was it? I broke on people the same shit, man. I made a lot.
I would like to see the machine that's going to make Ron's decisions. I'd like to see that machine. Ron's
me too.
Decisions.
Son of a bitch. That'd be great.
It's not.
Make no doubt about it. I'd buy one tomorrow. I swear to God. I'd buy one tonight.
Hey, I ordered a water pick that should arrive tomorrow. That's a marvel of technology.
Yeah, but it's not Jewish, so.
Oh,
it is.
No. Don't say it ain't Jewish.
I want
a
kosher one.
Oh.
I want a kosher one.
Kosher.
Don't offend the Jews.
I want a kosher, man.
You see, that's the problem.
Blessed
with
Brother Rabbi.
Machines are going to make decisions for us when we here can't even let another person talk. How are
mm-hmm.
you going to let a machine speak for you?
Exactly. I can't stand it when people overtalk each other. It's a horrible display.
Drew, I'm not
even
going
to
comment
matters.
On that.
It's a horrible display of ill matters, as I'm sure you would agree, Captain.
Yes, I do. And I hate to see it displayed.
As I do as well. It's horrible.
Things that make you go,
We'll never learn shit in this show. You're always telling the same shit.
Yes, it's the continuation of the Perry Steele show.
You guys need to cut him off the show, seriously. He interrupts me. There's nothing productive going on.
Hello, Maeve. How are you?
Hey.
Mumble Mouth Maeve.
He's having a wonderful show until he started disrupting.
Jill, don't get the women pissed off. Come on, man. Don't you like women? Damn.
He's socially awkward.
I personally can't stand women, really. Drive me crazy.
Lunch, you're no longer in the chat room, Jay. None of y'all are in the chat room now.
I don't know. They must have cut us off because I was in there.
I don't see you.
Yeah, I'm in there. Hold on.
Left the room.
I was going to give you the link to Dr. Hawkins' website, but you're not in here.
Oh, you know what? My internet fell off.
I need it.
Let me see.
Hold on a second. I need it.
I have some really nice friends that are atheists, so was my one grandfather.
Well, go down to his name, and you can contact him through his show.
His name is Dr. Hawkins?
Yeah, but his show is Higher Science Radio.
Higher... Science
Ron, that machine of yours.
He's talking about
cheap.
Machines and stuff like that.
What's that, man?
I said, that machine's got to be cheap, man. You come up with some brilliant ideas that only cost pennies, man. That's the
absolutely.
Machine you need. That's going to make.
That's what I'm telling you.
Just change pennies. I'd love it. And I love that.
Hey, if it can be done, it can be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way
yeah,
you
man,
said.
I just. Absolutely. Let's make it happen. That's, you know, I mean, artificial intelligence, all that shit, it's happening. I know, we all know it is. I'd like to get a little more depth into it.
Right.
You know,
is it artificial?
Here.
Is it artificial or is it just synthetic?
Well,
I mean,
those two terms are synonymous. It's, you know, it's basically a synthetic and an artificial intelligence is happening simultaneously. So that's
together.
What we're dealing with now in terms of the age of computing that we're in.
But
we're dealing with a synthetic intelligence.
But artificial would mean something else.
But
something
when they say artificial, meaning that it was produced by someone through the actions of placing programs and those programs being acted on by the machine to actually make a decision. So
well,
that's
look,
why they say it was artificial.
Can we go back to
but it's actually
RoboCop?
A form of synthetic intelligence, really.
No,
that's what,
no, John.
Really, that's what
can
it
we
is.
Go, can we go back to the movie RoboCop? RoboCop, when they made the counter-attacker, not the actual guy that got killed and became the machine, but the actual machine that they had programmed to supplement that or to fight RoboCop that actually was doing its own thinking and it went haywire and they had to destroy it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That what we're talking about? That and it had its own mind. They programmed
right.
it to do stuff, but it had its own. It was making its
right.
own arrest, and at one
right.
time
it was
said,
making
right.
its own decisions. And also,
and also
another one that came out was called The Matrix, where you know in The Matrix, they started to build the machines, and then the machines started to build themselves, and the machines built a whole world that was above the human world.
Mark, what you were saying?
You know, right.
iRobot with Will Smith? The robot thinking on their own. They started fighting
right.
the human beings.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is that we're starting to get to a point where the machines will be able to replicate themselves based on new programming that they have developed as a result of their ability to decide.
Yeah, but
what information they want to use
from science and not movies. That's what I keep trying to tell y'all.
Okay.
Y'all are going back and using movies as your central point of focus. I'm trying
right.
to see the science, but y'all are trying to listen, man. It's deeper
I
than that.
Hear,
you're using 30s and 40s terminology.
Not
for real.
Yeah,
I'm just saying on the cool. Just
once
you.
Was. You're talking about
well,
the once was.
But they're just using the movies
that
as an example.
Right.
I mean, they're using that as an example to help them be able to fathom the ideas behind it.
Yeah,
hello.
But
yeah, but you're a little
movies.
Late. You're a little too late, John. That's what he's saying. That
yeah,
it's, this technology is more further advanced than you think.
It's an event. Yeah,
further.
I know what you mean. I agree with that.
Yeah, we're in a stone age compared
but
to
it's not.
Really
but it's
on.
Not at the point where the general public has access to it. That's what we're
that's
saying.
Right.
They haven't gotten
that's
to
right.
the point where
true,
you
true.
Have access to this to these types of computers.
Right.
I mean,
right.
they
here's
may have
saying,
access
Mike.
To it
here's
in the
saying.
Secret realms of government, but they
saying.
Don't have access to it
yeah,
out
here
in the marketplace.
If the general public had access to this type of technology, we could not be enslaved. Okay, we are living in a technocracy now. You think the internet alone allows us to share information globally, and it does. Imagine what happens if we had information-filled technology. Now, algorithms is one thing, but when you're talking information-filled technology, what you're talking about is, believe it or not, the Akashic Records. In other words, the Earth's magnetic field itself stores every damn event in the Earth's history. Okay, so there's technology that can literally pull information out of the fucking air you breathe.
and display it on the screen. That's what I'm telling you. That's how far advanced it is. And that's what I'm telling you, man. Y'all are like way, I mean, decades behind, man. I'm dead serious. And that's just the basic technology. That's just the freaking basics.
I can't talk about things like that. They tell me I can't say things like that.
I wouldn't believe you, bro.
But that's cool. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I know they're way advanced. I know they're way advanced and shit, man, that we don't know.
You just gave out more than you should have. Jesus.
Nah, it's true, though.
Wow.
Well, all that went over my head.
No, that's something that nobody should even know anyway. That's, they don't want you to know that.
Oh, well,
what
I guess that's why
it
went over my head.
Something that, one, you can't figure out, two, you never fathom it, and it is way beyond. I know exactly what he's talking about. I just don't talk about it. I just don't want to bring it up. I don't, because, well, you know, why?
Well, why you know, think one, that in those fingerprints and those labs that you
there's information
to,
there's information that people can know that they never will, you'll never know from them. They know about shit.
Well, I believe
that.
I do believe that.
I live in a technical world myself. I mean, look what I do. You know, I mean, come on, you know.
They're not ready to
but
accept it.
You know, it's, they're not going to be able to accept it. They would,
exactly,
they would be
they
in shock.
It. They won't understand it. You know why? Because a lot of people don't want the illusion crush, you know?
Right, right. They don't want to
they
fuck
keep that
up.
Life of illusion. Like, everything is going to be all
right. Right, right.
Well, you know, I think we need to be fair about it, too, because, yeah, sure, the masses are dumbed down, but look, they had help getting to be so ignorant. That's first and foremost. The second thing that we got to understand is that the technology is purposely withheld. It's not because the people can't fathom it. It's just like anything else. We got to hold the classes. We got to actually teach people. Okay, about these technologies.
Right.
Anybody, look, if I can get it, any damn body can get it. Well, I don't want to hear that as an excuse.
Right.
Okay?
Right,
so it's,
right.
We got a bunch of evil-ass monopoly men that are hoarding the technology. This is the basis of their life extension technology and things of this nature. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Right, right, right.
Somebody's
I agree 100%. I hate mine. Oh, Jesus.
I need to talk to Dr. Hawkins, I've been meaning to get in touch with you because I wanted to invite you as a guest on the show.
Right.
And Ron and I just have to talk and set up a date to do that so that you will be able to be a speaker on the show and to share with us what information that you feel is necessary for us to know. That
well,
is really imperative that we need.
Well, I appreciate the thought and you know the invitation and the consideration. And look, man, what the brother earlier said was true. Look, you risk your life every time you even go in depth about these technologies, man. I mean, let alone build them. Okay, now, I mean, my position is clear. We all need access to it. We all deserve that. These kids deserve to live, and they deserve to have, you know, a true pursuit of happiness. They deserve the superfoods. They deserve all the best that we could build technologically, and they deserve to have a paradise on this planet. We could literally have it. I mean, there's no reason for this sickness or for any sickness on this planet. There's no need for it. They got whole farms under the ocean that the superfoods only sent to the billionaires. You know, they don't tell people about that. You know, and the ELF signals and all that, you know, they're one of the only signals that could circle the whole planet without losing signal. But guess what? They are nothing compared to the scalar technologies. The scalar energy is something, it's a whole new baby, y'all.
Hey, brother, let me ask you a question. What do you think about that technology they talking about from the ocean and taking things, retrieving things from the ocean deep down and using those things as medicine?
You say as medicine?
Using it as medicine.
Using ocean because they going into the ocean and discovering a lot of stuff. Things in the ocean are. Yeah, that's not me. I don't.
It is your dog.
What's
that noise, man?
I don't know, but it ain't coming from over here.
I don't got a dog. I got my shit. Especially a dog barking like that.
That's not a dog. It's a parakeet.
I only want to do that one night before.
There's a parachute acting like a dog.
So, brother, what do you think about them saying that ocean, you know, things like things on the floor, not the fun guys, but
the plankton, you know,
and
all
they
that.
They discover in the deep sea, they're using things as medicine.
Wheat, out of the wheat. Yeah, you see, that's what they call superfoods.
There you go.
The superfoods actually, I mean, when you think about it from a nutrient standpoint, you know the soil is depleted, you know.
Right.
Especially in places like China and the U.S., but more so China. Okay, now imagine what happens if you grow for example, I'm sure y'all are familiar with the system of aquaponics, right, that uses fish to fertilize the actual vegetation.
Right.
Now, what better way to have fish fertilize your vegetation than in the damn ocean? Right. See what I'm getting at? That's what they are doing. But it's backfiring on them with all these chemical spills and oil spills and stuff. It's starting to backfire on them. You see? Right. But they're definitely doing it, though. I mean, they've been doing it, man.
Yes.
I brought that up in the show, yep. They thought I was crazy. I mean, it does sound crazy. I mean, so I can understand how the normal people feel. It's like in the chat room earlier, I had people calling me nuts and racist and all this stuff. And, you know, and that's just the basics. I mean, you know, there's an old saying within the scientific community that the people are 100 years behind the physicist. But it goes on to say, that the physicists are 1,000 years behind the metaphysicians, and that's true. And that's the only thing that's keeping society afloat right now, because the physics circles are starting to finally embrace and understand metaphysical principles. Like, for example, and I think the brother that was speaking, well, all of you that were speaking of the technology earlier can understand this, and I'm going to speak it in code, and I know that you can hear what I'm about to say. Okay. In quantum mechanics, there's this saying called it's called ghost forms. Now, if you Google ghost forms, you're gonna pull up a bunch of bullshit because the terminology is basically hidden. But if you Google quantum mechanics / ghost forms, then you'll narrow it down. What a ghost form is in quantum mechanics, and this is something that they've proven on the left bench, just like non-locality or Einstein's spooky action at a distance. It's something that's proven. It's not theoretical or a novelty, okay? What a ghost form is, just say, for example, you're chilling in your house right now, and then all of a sudden, let's just say a whole table can appear in front of you and then disappear so fast you can't even grab it and say, what the, you know, and measure it or nothing. It just appears and it vanishes. That's a ghost form. Whole planets pop in and out of these dimensions like that, from the micro to the macro. Black holes, everything does it. Okay, so these new technologies works on those types of entities. It's called the Dirac C, or virtual particles. We're dealing with a whole other baby. This is beyond particle physics. This is beyond atomic and subatomic physics. It's beyond biology. It's beyond algorithms. It's beyond even the scalar dynamics. Okay, so you come out of a very deep wormhole. And so, you know, if people don't understand the basic shit, like 90% of the fresh water being shipped to China, there's no way in fuck they're going to understand when I talk to them about this kind of shit. Because, I mean, it's just beyond them. It's something that you gotta study. But like I said, anybody can learn it. All we got to do is present the people with the truth. The truth is going to resonate with you when you hear it. You can listen to somebody, and for the most part, if you're halfway intelligent, you can tell when they're fronting, and you can tell when they're speaking the God's honest truth, too.
Right. And they call us crazy. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah. How I mean, you just got to break it down in language to everybody
crazy.
Can understand, that's all.
Right.
Exactly. Where they can understand.
But the problem I face when I talk technical systems and things with people, they look at me like I'm crazy. You know, well, that can't be. You know, that's insane. You know, because they're right. They're misinformed a lot. I mean, it's a science to it. It's all about the sciences. But the thing I've noticed, if you tell people things like that, they look at you like you're out of your mind, you know. And I turn them into jokes. Like,
you know what it is also? Is like you ever try to explain something to somebody, but they just don't get it, and then, you know, you still try to explain
right.
it. But then when you start breaking it down to the lowest terms, then they go, mm-hmm. oh, I understand what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Maybe. So or they just want to get you to shut up.
The same. Like right. the doctor's saying,
right.
we got to, like, sometimes take it to the lowest form for them to understand it, you know, like break it down.
Well, I think the best way to do it is to mix complex concepts with the lower level language. Because, I mean, man, no matter how stupid they say that we are, we're not that damn stupid. We're not a dumb people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can understand it. It's just that it got to be presented to us. And I'm not saying completely dumbed down, but I'm just saying put in everyday language. You know, give us analogies. Like, you know, I wasn't knocking when y'all were using the movie analogies earlier. I get it. But all I'm saying is at some point we got to actually study the actual science, the physics itself, so we could teach the kids the sciences that we used to thrive on. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. That's it. That's it. And, you know, I don't think, I mean, they say they always try to
back
sciences.
I don't know what the educational level is of people who listen to Blog Talk Radio, so you have to explain things in a simple manner.
I mean, heck, you see, we're all on Blog Talk. We're all intelligent people. So
yeah,
you know,
but
I mean, you know,
but all I'm saying is that this show is going out to people, like thousands of people are probably listening to this show.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If somebody's explaining science, they have to do so where they're speaking in plain, simple language. They're not explaining things with terminology people have no idea what you're talking about.
Word up. Word up.
Well, that makes sense. You understand the whole point of the show. The whole point of my show here, man, is get people some type of kickstart to get them interested into looking into that. That's what people don't do. They don't know to do that. You understand what I'm saying? It's,
right.
Some people just don't pop in their head to do that. Oh, my God, why would I think something like that? But you spark one key word that would get their interest in it, then they'll look at it. You know, I mean, that's what research is. You know, it's like I'm the kind of person, if I see something that looks strange to me, I tear it apart. You know what I mean? I rip it to pieces. I don't care what it is. I will find out what it's made out of, what makes it hold together, why does it form this sentence, why does it form this line, why does it have a period at the end of this? I don't care. Why is there a question mark? Why is there a comma? Why is this wood grain run this way? Why is this plastic this durable? I mean, that's what I do. I tear it apart. I mean, I play mad scientist a lot of things, on everything. Everything is a chemistry set to me.
Well, that's
you know
the sign
I mean?
Of a good teacher when you can explain complex things in a simple manner so that the masses
right.
can understand it.
But
that's
the thing
a
about it is
you
have to be 10 different dictionaries.
Say,
you have to give 10 different explanations.
They also say that sometimes when a person is speaking about something, trying to explain something to another person, that sometimes it's the vibration as well. Some person might be in a higher vibration, the other one in a lower, and they might be talking about the same thing. But just because one person is at a lower vibration, you won't really understand it.
No. You see, and they're absolutely right. But here's how it works, y'all. Okay, and let's just blow science out of the damn window. Let's not even talk about science. Let's just talk, you know, as men and women. Okay, here's how it works. In order for real communication to take place, there has to be an energy exchange on certain levels. So the real question to ask is, what level is the energy exchange taking place on? To say, if you got a person standing 20 feet away from you, and, you know, for example, you're not even talking, but, you know, it could be an old friend or something, and you can look at his face and you know damn well what he's about to say, or vice versa. What level of energy is taking place? I mean, what level is the energy exchange taking place on? You see what I mean? So in the case of a person that may be less intellectual than you or less knowing or whatever on that lower vibration, what you got to do beyond words is transfer your energy itself to that person. You can bring his vibration up with your vibration. You just got to know how to do it. you know.
Exactly. I agree.
And that's what we
it
need to do instead of looking down on each other. You know what I mean? That's what we
right.
got to do, man. Or all of us are going to get extubated if we're not careful.
Yep. Mass confusion communications. That's what it's called. Mass confusion communication. Because they don't understand. Because you're not at their wavelength level. And you try to cram it into them real fast and they malfunction. They can't take it. They overheat. So and they don't. They block it out. They block out the transmission, you know.
Yeah.
So that's exactly how that works. You know, I treat everybody as people. That's what, you know, is what we are called. Yes, we're called people. And try to be as, you know, easily understandable, you know, as I can. Because I'm not trying to out-talk people. I'm not trying to outdo people. But it's you know, it's kind of hard at times when you're in the public, you know. And I turn it around to where I make jokes out of a lot of it. Even though it's a real serious thing and it's really real, they think it's just a joke. You know, but it's, I mean, because that's the way it's got to be to communicate with a lot of people. It's got to be a joke to get their attention. But, you know, look at George Carlin for one person, one comedian of all, him. You know, he made jokes out of the real shit, the real thing. You know, he, like you said, well, we don't have.
I really like him.
George Carlin, absolutely. You know, we have owners. You know, they don't give a shit about you. We have owners. So, you know, that's right. Yeah, because we're too stupid. Most of us.
Yeah, he made jokes, but he was talking for real, though.
But he was, but it was a joke. That's how I do. I do exactly as George Carlin does.
Yeah, you're talking for real. He's going in.
And you see, Cat Williams was doing the same thing, and look what they did to Cat.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, so did the other one, Eddie Griffin.
Oh yeah.
Eddie Griffin, yeah. Mm. Yeah, they don't like the political jokes.
No.
You know.
You see, Richard Pryor was different. I mean, Richard Pryor did it, but he was so high on cocaine, they didn't even worry about him. They was just like, you know, they just looked at him as a funny nigger, you know, and
like he's crazy because he's high. Yeah. He's talking for real.
But I liked Richard Pryor too, though. Don't get me wrong.
I did.
Well,
most
comedians, they tell the truth. They, you know, a lot of truth is told in a joke.
Yeah. A lot of comedians speak from their pain.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Chris Rock is really good with doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of social commentary in his jokes, Chris Rock. But the other comedians speak from their pain. So people understand painful experiences. That's why people can relate to comedians so well.
Well, you want to know one of the most pained up comedians that really was in the pain was Rodney Dangerfield. You know, Rodney Dangerfield of all people. That guy had a hard life. You know what I mean? And no respect. I mean, and he's an icon. I dug him too. You know, I like imitating him a lot too. But
he was funny.
You know,
he was very funny.
You know, let me tell you, life was rough. But he was a good. But he was a hurt comedian. You know, Sam Kinison was another hurt one. You know.
Yes, but I couldn't stand that screaming. Wasn't he the one that did that screaming?
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
that got
on
my nerves.
That's like Sarge. Right. Sarge screams just like him.
No, it's a different type of scream. They both have different types of screams.
What you gonna do? And the president? I'm like,
oh, man. please stop.
Every time I hear Sarge, I think he's having a stroke. I'm trying to bust a little vessel, you know. But man, wow. But anyway, Perry's gonna be off the air for a while, guys. I seen he posted.
What happened
tonight
to Perry now?
Well, apparently BTR ain't wanting to take his money, or something financially wrong somewhere with BTR. Accepted money through a card or one of his cards or some shit. Who knows? It's BTR. I had to hassle him once before. I don't. He's
how much does BTR charge a month for a show? Like $40?
Well, it depends. $40, yeah. But it depends what kind of show you have. You know what kind of premium service you have. I got the low rent district kind. I'm the poor people radio show host.
I only do the $40 deal.
No, I think the poor people want us the free one, isn't it?
Well, I used to be one
yeah,
of them.
Exactly.
Poor, that's when I used to live in the Whirlpool box. Now I live in a public housing. Now I can afford public housing. I don't live in a Whirlpool box.
Well, at
anymore.
Least you have a roof over your head.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, I got to answer to the man, you know, and all that shit.
Well, I think you got to do that no matter where you live.
That's right.
I don't think
don't
people
matter.
Really get a choice in that.
But see, I don't answer to the man. The man has to answer to me. I learned the trick. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Hawkins, that's the same thing why I play with the science game too, is when you turn reverse, roll reverse on them, and they don't understand it. And they're supposed to be authoritative, high, intelligent people. You know, but they only know one path. And then they cannot switch tracks like I do. That just pisses them off, and I love doing it.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's
kind of
funny.
Sure. Sure.
I turn into an absolute joke, that's what I mean. You know, if a police officer was actually doing his job and not stopping somebody or just, you know, roadblocking like the Nazis did, you know, what is the reason for that? Who are, you know, and the one that really got me, the worst law that ever was passed ever, besides insurance law, is a seatbelt law. That just, you know, yanks my crank. Because the fact of it is, man, it is my choice whether I want that fucker strapped to me. I'm driving this car. Do I care if I die? You know what I'm saying? I'm taking risks as I fall out whether I got so much on or not. So what's the difference?
You know, the level I look at it on may seem jacked up to a lot of people, but the way I look at it is simple. If they're telling me that I have to have the seatbelt on to drive, even in a 15-mile-an-hour zone, what they're essentially telling me is that, well, we're doing this for your health, for your benefit. You know, we actually care about your health and your life. Well, if that's the case, why the fuck don't I have free health insurance?
Well, let's go to the straight. Here's something I can really say that's really low intelligent. Don't take much to catch this one, all right? Freedom is the biggest bullshit word I've ever heard in this country. Where is it? I've never seen it, ever. Now, think about it. How are you free? You have to have insurance. You have to wear a seatbelt. You see what I mean? You can't take a piss in a public place or a public outside area. You have no freedom. You know.
Well, Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, when my granddaughter and my grandson become adults, can you imagine them asking me one day, Grandma, what is freedom? What was freedom like?
That's right. The world we live in now is our official freedom. It don't exist,
yeah.
You know.
But, you know, for them to ask, what was it really like, you know, that it was just a term that they read in a school book.
Well, privacy is going to be a thing of the past.
Yes,
they're going to be able to probe your thoughts in the near future.
Where is that bird or whatever that is coming from?
Because the righteous people are going to actually win.
I think it's Mark and Jay doing it. The bird.
We'll never have no animals. You crazy?
I don't got an animal either.
You guys probably got a zoo in that place, man.
Nah.
Alligators, giraffes, rhinoceros.
All you're going to hear is police sirens, and that's it, and helicopters.
Gunshots. Police sirens.
Oh, Jay, you know what? For y'all, Jay and Mark, I have a song that y'all have to listen to. Go to Gil Scott-Heron and look up New York is Killing Me.
Wow, okay.
He made that on his last album.
New York is Killing Me.
Yeah, they just had a whole bunch of artists do a tribute.
No, he was saying he had to leave. He had to leave New York. You know, New York was killing me.
Well, they want
to
make the island of Manhattan only for the wealthy and the privileged. And they want to drive the poor people out of Manhattan. That's definitely going on.
They want them out of New York, period. They want all
Yeah, but that
fronts.
Wasn't his reason for his song. His song didn't have anything to do with Manhattan.
What it had to do with
poverty?
We
were talking about the song, John.
Drugs?
Yeah. But all I was saying is a place like New York, they only want the people who can afford to live. Anytime you got an average rent of $4,000, for a city, that means that you only want a certain kind of person living there. That's what the average rent is for New York City, like $4,000 a month.
The technical term is gentrification.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, but in New York City, it's an extreme form of gentrification. You know, they only want people making six figures to live in New York City.
And everybody else gets stopped and frisked.
Yeah.
It makes you want to leave. You see, that's another strategy. Like, I want to leave this city.
What better way to move people out? Put the pressure on. Get them to move. Threaten their money. I know, but threaten their money. It's all a money game.
Money.
Yeah, that's
switching everything up. A lot of people that got money are moving in. They're hooking up the buildings.
Sure.
They're making new buildings and all kinds of stuff. They're moving out people and raising up the rent.
Yeah.
You know, Yankee Stadium is that? Right? You know, they knocked down the old Yankee Stadium, built a new one. And now they're fixing all that up. Now all you see is mostly, like, people with money. Wealthy people.
Right.
Out there, you know.
Well, see, up there in Harlem, they wanted to knock those projects down, but they couldn't figure out a way to relocate those people who were living in those projects up in Harlem. They've been there for decades. They couldn't figure out a way to get them out of there. So that's the reason why they haven't done everything they wanted to do to Harlem, because they wanted Harlem to look like Fifth Avenue with those shops like Gucci and Burberry and all that stuff up in Harlem.
Yep, they want to stretch. They want to stretch downtown, uptown.
You right?
So I mean, that sooner come if they don't stop.
Yeah.
There's no rent control over here. The rent control, they
say yeah.
is when. So that's a
yeah. That's what I had heard, that they were doing away with Section 8 in Harlem and rent control. They were doing away with that. They were trying to get those poor people out of there. I mean, they basically wanted them to go back down south, because they want them to go back to North Carolina and Alabama and Mississippi. They don't want them in New York City anymore.
See what they're doing is, in a lot of these suburbs that you know are far away from everything, they offer, you know, they make it sound good. It's like, oh, you can get a nice 3-bedroom. A private house or live in a complex for cheap, but they don't tell you that once you're there, you know, you have to have a car to commute, and you know it's gonna be really nothing going on in that area, and you're away from the city. You know,
right.
Those cities. I mean, if you look at all the major cities, it's happening little by little. I mean, Chicago.
Right, little by little.
You know, I mean, everywhere they're stretching out the city.
Right, they're trying to get a higher income person to live in the city. Like here in Philadelphia, they're defunding the public schools. This is all an attempt to get the poor out of the city, because they're basically telling the poor people, look, the city is not going to pay to take care of your children. So the state is not giving up tax money to fund the school district. So the state is basically telling the poor people in the city, we're not going to subsidize your child's education. So either you pay to send your child to school, or you send your child to one of the charter schools. The charter school is a type of school system in which they can get private money to fund the school. They don't have to rely everything to come from the state. So, you know, the state is basically washing its hands with the poor. That's basically what's going on in the Northeast, in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, you know, Chicago, Illinois,
Detroit,
they're washing their hands with the poor. They're saying, look, you know, the state's not going to subsidize you anymore. We're going to cut back on the funds we give actually to the city. You know, it's
looking the way it is, man. What's up with Detroit, man? They trying to.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's going to be a process, but they that's a game, too. I mean,
right.
They're doing
though,
like the way like China did in that city that we was talking about a couple of weeks ago, where they actually built the whole city, buildings and everything, but they don't have tenants to fill up the place.
You know what Detroit remind me of? Detroit remind me of the Bronx in the 70s.
Yep.
in the 70s. That's how the Bronx.
They got liquor stores every two blocks over there.
Yeah, and all the buildings were abandoned because they had slam landlords burning them down. So now that's what happened to Detroit. It looks crazy.
Yeah. Well, they basically want a reverse migration to happen. They want to get the poor people out of these big cities. They want them to go back to the countryside.
They're
because,
also breaking rezoning.
Huh?
I said they're also breaking rezoning laws where they say that they
right.
couldn't build skyscrapers. They're actually building skyscrapers. They're able to get the mayors to overturn certain laws and things of that nature where they probably couldn't get. You know, that's when it goes back to, you know, politicians and companies getting into politicians' pocket by, you know, persuading them
right.
and giving them money. Because
that's
later
been going
on
forever,
able
man.
To, you know, be doing rezoning. And they're doing that. They're stretching
yeah.
out a lot of these cities. And they want skyscrapers. They want condominiums.
Right.
And then in the suburbs, they want mansions.
Right.
Yep. So what
and I've heard some people say is that, you know, they thought Marcus Garvey was crazy. Marcus Garvey told the black Americans, you know, this country's going to get to a point where it's not going to need you anymore. And you're going to have to get on these ships and go back to Africa. And I hear ministers talking that Marcus Garvey message again because with the immigration bill, they're, you know, this country will be able to pull labor from everywhere in the world. And who is the most marginalized group in terms of labor is African Americans. And we got it. We have a black president, yet the unemployment rate is at its highest point that it has ever been, and it's just going to get worse once they pass the immigration bill. They don't have to hire African Americans anymore, and they won't.
Now,
and
the
African Americans are going to be the most marginalized group in the labor force. They're going to be forced to take jobs in other countries, African countries, because there won't be anything over here for them.
Excuse me, John. Ron?
Yes, ma'am.
We
yes,
are
ma'am.
Down to 11 minutes. Do you want to
mm-hmm.
give everyone a chance to do closing statements, or do you want to play a song to take us out?
Well, I'll probably play a song. I'll play a song
okay.
when we go out. We got a few more minutes to talk for a bit, but yeah, I start playing a song, it's over. Probably about 5 minutes
okay.
till we're going to hear the whole song.
okay.
But, yeah, okay, that's cool.
I just wanted
all
to
right.
keep you... You know, not let it go out with, you know, people still talking right in mid-sentence. So, okay.
Well, I tell y'all what, if y'all wanted to switch over to my show, we can do that.
Oh,
okay.
Honey, I
yeah,
have a
absolutely.
Doctor's appointment in the morning, so I'm sorry I can't. I would love to, though, but I can't tonight.
Yeah, man, I had to move a building today. It wasn't fun.
What's that show?
Someone was asking what was your show's name. I think that was Dr. Hawkins, or was that Jay?
Oh, okay, Dr. Hawkins. What's the name of his show?
I think. I'm not sure yet, Maeve.
Oh,
who
okay.
just said that they
okay.
were going to do a show?
Quantum Mechanics, something like that?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I think his name Higher
yeah.
Science Radio.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
Higher Science
okay.
Radio,
okay.
Maeve.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Granny, also Dr. Hawkins on Higher Science Radio.
All right. Well, it has been a good show. It really has. I had a blast.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, real good show.
A very late show.
Yeah, late. Well, I, you know, I was busy. Longer
yeah,
than
I mean,
expected.
That's all right.
When
I mean, that happens.
In the
background. What's that? Is that what it is? I don't know. It sounds like somebody's dog. Good night, Benny. Thank you for coming. And thank you, everyone else, for coming and joining us.
Yeah, good show. Good
everyone.
Thank
John.
You
glad
for coming.
Glad to see you here, man.
Thank you for coming, John.
Absolutely, John.
All right, thanks.
Anytime, brother. Anytime, come in. Come hang out with us, man. Definitely invited, bro.
Yes, we enjoyed your comments. Your commentary. You.
Black people, get over. It's going to wonder.
Yeah.
And Jay and Mark, of course, you know we always enjoy y'all. We enjoy everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Hawkins,
absolutely.
Thank you for stopping by.
Appreciate
and
that.
Thomas
up
Gray and the Jew and Allfax and Pumpkin and Gunslinger and East Coast. And am I missing anyone? I hope not. Oh, Granny.
Yeah. We've got 14 people in the chat room. That's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I'm not missing anyone. I don't want anyone to... And all
well,
of our
hey.
Guests that came.
Yep.
And everyone that
yeah,
was here before
show.
And that had left. We thank you all
and
for coming.
You guys are
really
what,
appreciate
you guys
you.
Are what keeps us going. You're the reason why we do
and
it.
And Ron, thank you for showing up.
Okay, better late than never. Okay, thank you.
Oh,
I'll
and Green
that.
Dog. I'm sorry. I almost forgot Green Dog. And Green Dog, we thank you for coming also. Pardon me?
I am not responsible for what my co-host does.
What are you talking about?
Because
I
you
didn't
forgot
do
Green
a
Dog.
Thing. But I
well, you bet you forgot
look,
Green
I
Dog.
Looked. Okay, but I acknowledge people. You didn't acknowledge anyone.
Oh, well, I want to thank Ron Reck for being here.
Don't get tongue tied.
Him on the board. Let me stay now.
Yeah, Granny says the bird wants to be free. Just open the window.
I'm telling you, break them chains, man. Open that golden cage.
Who's that? Somebody fell asleep, I think.
I don't know.
I don't either. We had that bird on before.
And it sounded like a puppy.
Oh, okay.
Ew. Well, I guess he's doing the closing.
Maybe he needs to go out.
Yeah. Let the bird out, man. It's got to piss. It's going to piss all over the place. Let it out, man.
Oh.
It's going to shit on the, it's gonna shit on my flat screen. It'll piss me off. I hate cleaning bird shit off my, my big screen, flat panel TV. Okay, well, since we're dog barking, we're going to let something bark with the dog, and that'll help out the rest of the evening. But anyway, hey, guys, it was a great show. Love you all. Definitely come back. You're what makes it happen for sure. Antoinette, my co-host, love you dearly. And everybody, man, hey, be careful, be cool, and watch out and see what the hell they're doing before you walk out of your house. So, I mean, watch what's happening. Don't let bullshit you around. I mean, let's not take this shit, like we're a punk.
I don't know what he just said. But have a good night, folks.
Yeah, have a good one.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's